Support for this very special Star Wars Brand Steel simulation today on Robert's podcast comes from Progressive Insurance. Fun fact, Progressive customers qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up for Progressive Auto Insurance. Discounts for things like enrolling in automatic payments, insuring more than one car, going paperless, and of course, being a safe driver. Plus, customers who bundle their auto with home or add renter's insurance save an average of 12% on their auto. There's so many ways to save when you switch. And once you're a customer with Progressive, you get unmatched claim service with 24/7 support online or by phone. It's no wonder why more than 20 million drivers trust Progressive and why they recently have climbed to the third largest auto insurer in the country. Get a quote online at progressive.com in as little as 5 minutes and see how much you could be saving. Auto insurance from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Home and renter's insurance not available in all states. Provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discount vary and are not available in all states and situations. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there was a season of Survivor. Survivor Star Wars Universe. And that's what we're here to do. Hello, everybody. I am Rob Cisternino. And boy, have we got some excitement for you. No big Star Wars movie coming this holiday season. And that's where this epic comes in. And we have what a team we have here together to go through the ultimate battle of the light side of the Force versus the dark side of the Force. First, let me bring in a man who is covering The Mandalorian over on Post Show Recaps, the great Josh Wigler. Josh, how are you?
I'm back. I'm here to talk to you about the War of the Stars, which they're playing Survivor for all of the... Do they have marbles in the
Republic
Star
credits, yeah.
For all the credits. Or even the Nubian. We've got lots of that. Really pumped up for Star Wars generally right now because of The Mandalorian, which, yes, we're covering on Post Show Recaps right now. If you're watching The Mandalorian, you're not listening to the podcast, you should be doing it. But also just because... Of getting a chance to talk some nerdy stuff with you, Rob, and with our fellow friend who has yet to Force Ghost manifest himself.
Yes, of course, you legally cannot do a Brand Steel without this man. Here he is. Give it up for Mr. Mike Bloom.
I am indeed the Emperor of Brand Steel, Rob. I have unlimited power when it comes to these simulations, and I feel it coursing through my veins. So I'm thrilled to be here to break down something that, quite frankly, it's one of those things where when I was approached about the idea, I'm like, why have we not done one of these yet? Yeah. And when we think about it, it's in the couple of years we've been doing Brand Steels, we have yet to go into the world of Star Wars. We had just done Star Trek last year. So I think talking about bringing balance to the Force, we need to balance it out with the other galactic-based franchise. But to answer your question, Josh, I believe, when it comes to marbles or games, I do believe they do play chess in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly, if that's any consolation. Or the game where you get a ball zapped at you while you're blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that
one. At the same
one.
Time, sometimes.
That's like intergalactic pinata. I like that one.
Except the pinata's hitting you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's like a Yakov Smirnoff joke. Okay. Yes. All right. So let's talk about things Josh, I just want to highlight my shirt here. I don't know if you can...
Rob Cisternino wearing a shirt that says The Dadalorian.
Perfect pun.
And I think that is a good for like where we are today.
I was telling Mike the other day when we were recording The Amazing Race tar pit that my wife has a machine that she uses to make t-shirts. That the first lady of podcasting, this is her hobby. She makes t-shirts, and she's not exactly Mike Bloom when it comes to the wordplay. And this is like
you don't think the Dadalorian is clever?
Dadalorian is a stretch.
What would you do instead? I mean, the Momdalorian works.
Momdalorian works a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or,
I mean, it's kind of accurate. You're sort of like a Mandalorian. You never really take off the headset.
I guess so.
This is the way podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting.
Yeah.
Shout out to the flop for that shirt. I'm gonna give a thumbs up to the Dadalorian. I hope you never take the shirt off.
Josh, are you brandishing any Star Wars based content in honor of today?
No, but in honor of Mando, who never takes his helmet off, I'm wearing a sweatshirt that I haven't taken off in 2 days.
Yes. So.
Oh, boy. And I am dressed like the Forest of Endor on my shirt.
Yes. I'm
ready for some stormtroopers to just crash into me at any point in time. Yeah.
By the way, I had an option today. I could have gone with the Dadalorian, or I also have a Yoda Best Dad also.
That's the better one, but mm-hmm. I think Dadalorian needed to be out there in the universe for us to chew on a bit.
Dadalorian is more unintentionally hilarious.
I think that they could do a mashup shirt of Star Wars and is it the Karate Kid in which it's Yoda Best.
I was gonna say I'm surprised we didn't get Rob introducing this podcast by doing the John Williams mouth trumpet.
Well, no, I didn't even think of that. That was Josh's brilliant.
That's for tribal councils.
And for the record, I would prefer Mandalorian with like hard bold underline on the man, like you are the Mandalorian.
Oh, so it's like you're like trying to pump up someone named DeLorean.
Or you could give it to someone named Ian and just underline the last three letters instead of the first.
You're the Mandalore, Ian. So you're the entire culture. Everything of Mandalore resides within you, Ian. Or you're the man hyphen DeLorean and you're like a transformer.
With like the Back to the Future car.
Or your name is Dolores and you just take up the middle part of the word.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Keep working on it. We've got time.
Mike has a hard out in about 3 hours, so why don't we get into the task at hand here.
Yeah. The podcast is specifically to figure out the best Mandalorian pun, right? That's the entire purpose of this?
I think that's right.
Look, this could be a long off-season of reality shows, so anytime you want to do that podcast, we're here. But let's...
Good luck, by the way.
Let's talk about this.
Put me in when you really need me, but good luck, sir.
So I'm coming into this a little like the listener. So, of course, you can watch this up on our YouTube channel if you are looking at the posts on robiswebsite.com, or just go to our YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube if you want to watch the video of this. So, Josh, you were tasked with doing the casting on this. You did the casting, and then, Mike, did you pick the season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, you know, to put, I think all of the blame of the casting on me was a pretty pro move, sort of like a Sith Lord move, sort of a Sith head thing to do, because much like when we did Survivor Lost, there was, I believe, a stipulation from a certain podcaster that Reem
Daly. Demands.
Yeah, I have a writer on all these podcasts. Yeah,
to be involved.
We should have had Reem in there, by the way.
We probably could have had the outer Reem.
I will say Reem Daly does sound the name of one of those X-Wing pilots from episode 4. Red Reem Daly standing by.
For sure. But we had a list, and then you had some stipulations of a few people that had to be on it. And then one of the cast members themselves insisted on participating, which maybe was upsetting to a few people who really thought that they were shoo-ins for Survivor Star Wars. So there are some upsets here. There's some classics in here. If you want to at me about any complaints with the casting, I recommend you do so in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord. Sign up for the Post Show Recaps patron.
And this is the cast, and Josh Wiggler is saying, don't at me.
Yeah, don't at me. Don't even A-T-A-T me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't at me about saying A-T-A-T.
Yeah, because Josh is just going to come in, sweep your legs out from under you, and have you come crumbling down.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to do whatever I got to do.
All right. Then before we get to the cast, Mike, what season are we going to be following here today?
I found it only appropriate that we go with Survivor Worlds Apart, if only because Star Wars is quite literally a universe where the worlds are apart from one another. So it made the most logical sense.
Okay. Is there any sort of no collar, blue collar, white collar following to this?
Look, the casting enough is going to draw enough conversation. I'm just trying to follow. This is the most. I believe this is the most randomly divided we have made a Brand Steel scene. Right.
We're following the format.
Three completely randomly divided.
Okay. No rhyme or rhythm to how anyone's been divided.
All right. Well, let's take a look for the first time at our cast, and let's meet our first tribe. They are the Tatooine tribe, and let's go ahead and
territory for Mike, who just.
I am a Tatooine myself. I went, I did some Tatooine about a month ago.
Let's go ahead and check that out. Okay, the Tatooine tribe. Josh, who's here?
Right, so we got to start with the star of the moment. That's Baby Yoda, right? Baby Yoda is the guy at the moment. And Rob, you say there's no Star Wars movie blockbuster happening anytime soon. And while that may be correct, there is blockbuster Star Wars happening right now, specifically The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, in which Baby Yoda, aka the child, is the co-star. He's just a tiny little guy, sweet little puppet, sipping on his bone broth, going around squeaking. He makes little squeaky noises. He's got the force, and sometimes he looks at it, he goes, and he shakes out his hand, and like he makes the big elephant thing rise into the air. And so Baby Yoda's the best.
Yes, Josh.
And he's an early front runner for the SEA award, I think.
It's great that the Baby Yoda is here. Why should people be checking out your coverage of The Mandalorian over on Post Show Recaps with Kevin Mahadeo and LaTanya Starks?
Well, I would say because it's a great podcast. If you love The Mandalorian... then I think that you're going to really enjoy the conversations that Kevin and LaTanya and I are having about the show. We come at it from different perspectives as Star Wars fans, different like levels of depth of Star Wars fandom. I don't think that anyone is at Jedi Master level. I think that a lot of our listeners are, and we've been really, really grateful to have a lot of great listeners who've been providing tremendous feedback for that. But it's a really fun place to break down what I think is. For me, the best like adventure show on television right now is Mando. It really is like a weekly movie, and especially this first episode of season two really felt that way. So by the time this podcast is arriving, I think we will either be on the edge of season two episode two, or season two episode two will be out. And we record our podcasts over the weekend, so you've got a couple of days to get your feedback into us. StarWars@postshowrecaps.com. Or you can hit us up in the Discord if you're a member of the Post Show Recaps patron program. And we are dropping those podcasts on Mondays. We can't call it Mando Mondays, unfortunately, because that's a licensed thing.
I believe now, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's an official thing. But that's how we're contributing to Mando Mondays is with a weekly podcast all about
Mando Crush Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And having an incredible time. One of my favorite podcasts that I'm doing right now. But I feel like I could say that about all the podcasts I'm doing right now. Having a good time.
The interesting thing about Baby Yoda as well, Rob, is Baby Yoda is one of the only cast members from this group who is a returning player.
I forgot about that.
About 11 months ago, you and I got together to do a Big Brother Brand Steal of the stars of 2019, in which Baby Yoda was a part. Spoiler alert, he did not end up taking home the prize, but I do remember him making quite an impact on the season.
Yes, him, Lizzo, Popeye's chicken sandwich, all the stars of 2019 were there. So Baby Yoda, yes.
Baby Yoda here representing his age bracket. You know, I feel like you don't see a ton of 50-year-olds on Survivor with regularity anymore. And so to get the 50-year-old Baby Yoda, I feel like we're making strides here, folks. We're trying to just, you know, really branch out our casting here on Brant Steel.
Okay. All right. Josh, who else is here on Tatooine Tribe?
Goodness gracious me. We've got C-3PO. Human cyborg relations. So 3PO is here. And I just have this feeling. Maybe it's because, like,
you have a bad feeling about this? Is that what you're saying?
I have a bad feeling about this. And maybe it's because, like, shout out to Puya, who's been, like, really popularizing among us with all of the streams and everything. And, like, I've been getting more into that personally. But I'm feeling pretty sus of 3PO. Like, coming into this, 3PO feels like this is a guy. He speaks every single language. He's very intelligent and shrewd. People are going to look at him like a goat to drag around to the end. I'm worried about 3PO as like a real contender here.
Sometimes he's literally dragged around.
Yeah, Well,
I think what also is going to, I mean, I think this has a potential to be like the war dog, the war bot, war dread of the season, if you will, because he knows the odds, right? He can calculate numbers with precision. And so I think if you have a plan or a convoluted scheme, 3PO is going to be the one that you want to go to as your numbers guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an easy target. People are going to probably be bullying him quite a bit during this season.
Feels likely. It feels very likely.
Okay, we're here for it. All right. Who else is here, Josh?
Yeah. So he's here. That's Chewbacca, for those who don't speak Wookiee.
Okay. All right. Chewie gone.
Happy early Life Day. I believe we're recording this merely less than 2 weeks until Life Day 2020.
Okay. All right.
It's around the corner.
Be here to see it. Yeah. Part of that.
All right. Who else, Josh?
Chewie with 3PO. This is a potentially combustible combination. You know, I feel like if their holographic chess match was any preview as to how they will play the chess game known as Survivor. Darth Vader is here, and you gotta wonder which version of Darth Vader we're getting, right? Is this a Vader who's like really feeling himself, really feeling the dark side of the Force, stoic, in control, an intimidating, imposing presence? Or are we gonna get some Anakin shenanigans?
I don't know.
We're getting into here.
I have a feeling he might pull a Bradley Clyhe when it comes to all the sand located in his shelter. He won't be a fan of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially starting on Tatooine. Yeah, he's going to have to be dealing with coarse sand from the jump. So I feel like it's going to be awkward additionally because he is on the same tribe as his daughter, Princess Leia.
You think Bryce would call Baby Yoda the Chile?
Yeah, the Chile. Yeah, so Vader's next on the list is Princess Leia.
Yes.
Vader's daughter. Leia Organa, the general.
Oh, no.
So we got to make it at least far enough to see Leia on the jury sporting denim. With the hair buns.
Perfect.
Just keep her away from getting her toes cut up by anything.
Yes.
Final member of the Tatooine tribe is, so this is one of the aforementioned Rob Sesternino stipulations.
Yes.
Of all the characters.
Yeah.
In the Star Wars universe, in the original trilogy, the new trilogy, the prequel trilogy, the legacy books, the everything, the Clone Wars, the Rebels, the Mando, he chose Watto.
What? You don't want Watto in this?
Yeah. Come on.
$1 million. Come on.
I mean, when it comes to the game of Survivor, you know, you do want sort of a salesman in there, and that's Watto's MO, right? He's like selling people in out of slavery. He's selling parts. Like, this is the guy who has it on lock. Could he Hydeck his way to a win here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's coming in with like a day 23 beard anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got like a lot of jowl hair coming into the game. But he's also, you know, there are some reasons to think Watto could contribute here, but he would be an early pick for me to go home quick, considering he's on a tribe with Anakin again.
Yeah.
But
his
Anakin
old boss. Or
his
he's,
old boss.
Yeah, he's, you know, like he's the boss of...
Have the power dynamics shifted? Is Vader going to see a Watto who's down on his luck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So Watto being here is very, very, very much a thing.
Is this the Sierra de Watto Thomas of the cast?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. That's one tribe. All right. Now we have a Dagobah tribe. All right. Let's see who's here on the Dagobah tribe, Josh. Yeah.
Let's drain the swamp and tell you who's in the Dagobah tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You got your boy Han Solo, right? He can't do this without Han Solo. You can't go solo free. You got to only go free solo. So Han Solo is here, blaster in hand. Is this the more generous Han Solo who will literally fall on a lightsaber if it means rehabilitating his miscreant son?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Or is this the rogue, the scoundrel Han Solo? We're gonna find out. Old Ben Kenobi.
That's a name I haven't heard in some time.
Yeah, there's a lot of Ben bombs to be dropped here from Obi-Wan Kenobi on this tribe.
All right. Yeah. Also,
now I'm just imagining Alec Guinness being like, "Are we going to church this up now?"
Yeah. Well, I feel like the Ewan McGregor, like somewhere between the Ewan McGregor and Alec Guinness, Ben Kenobi is where the Ben Dreeberg and Kenobi lies. Dreeberg Kenobi. I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, listen, I think that Obi-Wan is also one to be a bit shady. He's known to just disappear at a moment's notice where his cloak just falls without him even being there. So
yeah, so he could have a spy afterlife is a possibility that he will literally just disappear from people. R2-D2 R2-D2 is here. The astromech, I believe, is what they call it. I think I might be getting that close to right and not exact.
Mm-hmm.
But you know R2. Mm-hmm. R2, he's bleep, blop, bloop. You know, he just like wheels around.
Still a little guy. Is R2 a requisite tree mail carrier and is just going to play the messages from Jeff Probst to the tribes?
You know, R2's filled with surprises. He's a quirky little guy. Sometimes he's got a secret lightsaber. There's a lot of places to hide an idol on R2-D2. So if he's really out there finding stuff, or if he gets in a good alliance with someone, he could be a very, very helpful storage unit. And who knows what he has smuggled into the game as well.
All right.
All right. Let's crack into the new stuff. We got some new stuff. We got some new peeps here. We're not doing like a ton of new trilogy. Controversial. Don't want to touch it. Let's stick with the classics as much as we can. But if, in the Star Wars pantheon right now, you can't not have Rey. You know, she's spoiler alert, Emperor Palpatine did not make the cast.
I was gonna say, is a la Brandon Hans, is Rey gonna cover up her Palpatine tattoo so that nobody knows who she's related to?
You know, is she out here playing for, she wants to redeem the Palpatine name? But is she going to be destined to go full Palpatine? Your faith in your friends is your weakness. What are we going to get with Rey Hance potentially here?
I think that Rey, especially on this tribe, is probably looking like the one who's going to be the best at the survival aspect. Considering if you remember her from Jakku in Episode 7, like she was pretty good at holding her own when she necessarily when she was just like an orphan making her way through the planet.
Yeah, it was really unfair how they bullied Jakku. Oh, that's a different show. Mando, the Mandalorian himself, is here on Dagobah. In the show, The Mandalorian, Mando is on a mission to reunite the child with members of the Sacred Jedi Order. And perhaps his agenda is a little bit different here, but it might make sense as to why he has wound up on Dagobah. Because, of course, you cannot have a Dagobah tribe without the OG Yoda. So we got double Yoda.
Baby Yoda and old Yoda.
And old Yoda.
And Yoda.
We got baby Yoda and regular Yoda. So it's like when you could go whole milk or low fat. You got whole Yoda.
Are they going to say yogurt or yogurt with strawberries?
Yeah, it could be that too.
Yogurt the wise.
Yes, that's right. Sadly, Sherbert could not be tapped for this podcast. But Yoda's here, so that's the Dagobah tribe. Han, Old Ben, R2, Rey, Mando, and regular Yoda.
Okay, all right. And then the Kashyyyk tribe, am I pronouncing
it? Kashyyyk, this is the Wookiee planet, no?
Yes.
So this is the Wookiee planet from the Star Wars holiday special.
And you didn't put Chewie on this tribe?
he was not on Kashyyyk during the Star Wars holiday special. Right. He's off going around the galaxy. So okay, I think that it's totally fine. I think people
are you an expert in the Star Wars holiday special?
it is ironically one of my favorite holiday specials out there.
Well, maybe when it goes up on the wheel in the month for the wheel jamming month of December, be part of that podcast where Liana says, "This is the city."
This is the city to rapturous applause. I mean, listen, nothing gets my, you know, nothing gets me going more than Harvey Korman as a multi-armed cooking show host trying to do whip stir 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 and going crazy to a Wookiee audience just laughing it up. But yeah, we go to Kashyyyk. I also wanted to put Kashyyyk in here because it has by far the most nonsensical spelling of any location in any piece of fiction whatsoever. I don't know why. Yeah,
George R.R. Martin's like, wait, what? How many Ys are in that?
We'll let people guess if they're not reading along or watching along. You can guess. You can do the research and see how many Ys.
I think it actually makes sense because I think you can look at some people in this tribe and ask why.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. This is definitely the hot mess tribe. So I'm going to go in reverse order as they are listed here. If you're watching the video, you're already going like, "Excuse me." So let's do it in reverse order. Let's start, you know, like from like sensible to nonsensical. Very standard. Like we can't do this without Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker's here. At least he's not on Tatooine. He got out. You know, he's a long way from his moisture farmer days shooting womp rats. So he's in, I don't know if he's in Jedi Master mode yet. I think sure. The game will determine how far along he is in his training. We've got Lando. Lando Calrissian in the house.
Yes. I'm so excited, Josh. This will be the first time today of two podcasts where you and I are going to be talking about Billy Dee Williams.
Mike Bloom and I are hours away from recording our recap of Lost Season 3's expose in which Billy Dee Williams plays Billy Dee Williams. So we are going to be talking about Billy Dee Williams, hopefully a lot today. Very exciting stuff. Kylo Ren is the other new trilogy character that we have here. If you got Rey, you got to have Kylo. They're sort of opposite sides of the force. Kylo Ren, potential hothead. It's like a real Ben Browning in the making here.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, he's also another Ben, but also hot tea, because I'm pretty sure he's going to be the first one to go shirtless of this cast, right?
Very likely. Very likely.
Shirtless, so, but pants up to his nipples.
Yeah, no, he's like, he's wearing them all the way up.
Yeah, he's going into the water with them.
Yeah, very strange look. Island fashion for Kylo Ren is weird, for sure.
Yeah.
So Kylo Ren's here, prone to outbursts of anger. He's probably not going to take losses very well.
No.
All right. Missile thinking Jar Jar Binks is on the Kashyyyk tribe.
Yes.
This was a push for me personally. I felt there had to be there has to be someone that we root against immediately from the outset here, and that this has to fall on.
To me?
And so Jar Jar's playing here. Who's going to gungan for him? starting off, we shall see.
Yeah. This is a great casting choice to have Jar Jar.
Yeah, I think that was another Rob request?
No, but it's a no-brainer. Yeah, you know, you want all of the stupid characters to be here. As many as possible.
I want Jar Jar to Fabio this season, personally.
Yeah.
There's two characters from Mando, two characters from the prequel trilogy in Watto and Jar Jar Binks, and two characters from the new trilogy in Rey and Kylo, but the rest are OG, you know? Mm-hmm. People playing to the base here. This was a Rob request. Solo, my favorite movie. Jabba the Hutt. All 5,000 pounds of him.
Yeah. How great is it to have Jabba here?
I mean, listen, I wonder how much weight he will lose on the island. He might end up like a skinny-ass worm by the end of this, depending on how long he lasts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He packed it on. He really took that advice to heart of, like, you want to have weight to lose. So Jabba's here, ready to lose it all.
I can't wait for the family visit when Salacious Crumb comes out and he starts giggling.
Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of potential crossover between Jabba and a bunch of the people on the cast that could get very uncomfortable very quickly.
Well, speaking of that, actually, speaking of discomfort in this cast, we do have Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren, who Luke Skywalker once upon a time tried to kill.
And then let himself die in order to save Kylo. So there's a lot of history there. The final member of the Kashyyyk tribe and of the Star Wars Survivor cast. This is the person to at. Are you dissatisfied with the cast? Did your favorite not make the list? Were there some curious edits made along the way and you have general grievances about what has happened here?
You have multiple arms that you are
Survivor Star Wars
on your phone about your complaints.
Then forget George R. R. Martin and phone up George Lucas, who is here on the Kashyyyk tribe, rounding out the cast. It's George Lucas who is going to well actually his way through this game. It's not unlike a know-it-all going back to Survivor. I think George Lucas really putting himself out here. You would got to think, Rob, a big target in George Lucas in Star Wars Survivor.
Yeah, people want to knock him down a couple of pegs.
Yeah, just a few. I mean,
he's got money. Yeah, sold Star Wars for $4 billion or something like that.
People were angry because people were like, oh, we can't film Survivor in Fiji. Can we film it on Skywalker Ranch? And he said, no,
we can't. And so, and still has the audacity to like be like, well, actually, in my sequel trilogy, it would have gone this way. It's like, well, you sold it.
He doesn't even know who Rey and Kylo Ren are.
Yeah, he has no idea who those characters are.
He keeps talking about, like, well, I should build the shelter because I have the best midichlorians. And people are like, what are you talking about?
You don't count midichlorians?
All right.
That's the cast. This is who we're working with.
Very exciting. I'm very pumped up.
This is a big universe. We did our best to get some favorites on here, some outside picks. Looking at you, Watto. Let's see what happens. I think we've got some fun times ahead of us.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our first day.
Let's get to episode one, if you will.
The season. Okay. Let's go. Opening twist. Okay. All right. Each tribe is asked for a representative. Tatooine is going to select Chewbacca. He's a strong, silent leader. I think that's good.
I think, you know, they're like, well, you didn't get a medal at the end of episode four, so let's give you a little bit of a participation trophy here.
Then we have R2-D2. He is he's the leader for the Dagobah tribe, a little bit of a, you know, more outside the box pick.
Yeah, I think just like sort of like a friendly choice. I think everyone looks at him as kind of a neutral option.
Right, like you can trust a droid. Droids are usually not that duplicitous.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, I'm laughing because I can see.
You can see what's coming up. Hey, he was elected to the Galactic Senate. It's no surprise that Jar Jar Binks is the leader of the Kashyyyk tribe.
Yeah, Kashyyyk, gonna Kashyyyk. I love this.
Wow, yeah. What's the thinking behind this? Is this George Lucas immediately inserting himself and saying, actually, if the prequel trilogy had gone the full way that I had envisioned it, Jar Jar Binks was going to be the secret Sith Lord pulling the strings behind everything. So let's give him a chance. Let's redeem the character. He was really all in on Jar Jar Binks. He really wanted.
No, I think what happened was Jeff Probst said, raise your hand if you want to be a leader. And then Jar Jar Binks, of course, accidentally had his hand raised because he was scratching his armpit at the time.
Be the leader?
All right.
God, I just realized he has to deal with the neutral box.
Yes. All right. Now, pick somebody to help you make a decision. So Chewie is going to pick Leia.
That makes sense. Rebels stick together.
Yes.
R2-D2 will select Rey.
They also have a bond.
They worked together before, and lo and behold.
Jar Jar selects George Lucas to help him make a decision.
Your boy, George. Yeah.
Yes.
George and Jar Jar, like peas and carrots, these guys.
Okay.
It's on pee.
All right. So Chewie and Leia, they have the neutral box decision to make. Will they select a big bag of rice and beans for the tribe, or will they select a smaller bag of rice and beans and a clue to the hidden immunity idol? Chewie and Leia will take the clue to the hidden immunity idol. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
That Leia is always up with like a map to get to a secret thing.
That she also loves a secret hidden message. You know, and nobody
story
else
checks
speaks.
Out.
She can very easily hide the clue in her sleeves because her robe is so voluminous.
Or her hair, you know. She
could totally Kelly Kim this and hide an idol in her hair.
Yeah, okay. And for Chewie, like no one can communicate with him anyway, so like this was a good choice to me.
Yes. All right. Then R2-D2 and Rey, they are going to also take the clue.
It makes sense. Rey, Rey's a scrapper. It would make sense that she would like, well, whatever benefits me, screw the community. I can only imagine. What the double trouble of Jar Jar Binks and George Lucas.
Jar Jar Binks and George Lucas will take the large bag of beans. Me so hungry.
Yeah. George is like, well, actually, we don't need to take the clue because I know where the idol is.
I've already written the clue.
I CGI'd the idol onto the beach, so I know exactly where
the idol found me first.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our alliances over on the Tatooine tribe. Oh, what a great alliance to start things off. Baby Yoda and Watto.
Yeah. And so I would like to think that that is just literally Watto has bought Baby Yoda.
So you're mine now.
Yeah. What? The merchandising. The kid is popular.
Yeah. The toys. The toys.
Who wants a cameo?
Oh, Watto's absolutely like, hey, Margaret, happy birthday from Watto, your favorite survivor.
And then in harder times, hey, sign up for my OnlyFans.
Oh, no.
Spreading the wings.
Okay, and then everybody else is in the other alliance. C-3PO, Chewie, Leia, and Vader.
All right, so that's just like original trilogy alliance. Like, let's just deal with each other, known quantities. That's my dad. He's a piece of shit, but, like, I know him. We all know him.
Yeah, that's the thing. And things are probably most strained with Leia. Vader is a 9 loyalty to this alliance, as is Rapio.
It makes sense because Vader's like, look, I've got
nowhere to go. I'm certainly not aligning with my former slave owner, Watto, and I'm really in this until we get him out.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty clear where Vader's loyalties
basically
lie.
They're not cool with anybody who's CGI or a puppet.
No.
That's actually very true. Yeah, they're practical effects alliance.
It's a practical alliance.
Very practical. Okay. Yeah. The Dagobah tribe alliance. Split 3 and 3.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, so this makes sense, right? We got Han, Obi-Wan, and Rey, which makes sense. You know, Rey sort of was under Han's tutelage for as long as he was alive.
And Obi-Wan Kenobi should be her dad.
Yeah, actually, this is sort of the alliance of like this is the alliance of like the temporary mentors, right? Mm-hmm. Of like the people who appear briefly for a portion of time and then die halfway through the movie.
Well, I think it's like, so Han Solo's got the Skywalker connection, right? Because his son is a Skywalker, and then Obi-Wan's a Kenobi and Rey's a Palpatine.
Yeah, so they all know Luke.
Yeah, these are all like
friends of Luke, the FOLs.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the big family alliance. I think is what's
they're
happening.
Waiting to get together with Luke when they get to the merge. So
they're
gonna ride this out.
A family visit for sure.
Okay, the other alliance is Mando, R2-D2, and adult Yoda.
Do you think Mando approached adult Yoda and was like, my God, you've gotten old since I last saw you, the child?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you?
Yoda's like, I'm actually, 3 years old.
3 years old I am.
Yeah, he's a Benjamin Button.
Oh, I cannot wait for adult Yoda at Tribal Council. Jeff Probst is going to be confounded by all of his words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think it's possible that, so first of all, in the Mandalorian season 1 finale, a spoiler alert for that if you haven't seen it. Mando's got a big problem with droids all season long. Doesn't trust them. Doesn't like a droid. And then by the end of the season, he's like, droids, they're not so bad. I guess I can deal with droids. So the alliance between Mando and R2-D2 is a sign of growth on Mando's part before coming out to the beach. And of course, he's just comfortable with, like, he's just like, so Yoda, tell me, like, I just want to know all the Yoda things. I've been hanging out with the kid. Just tell me all the stuff. And so normal Yoda, you see, has a lesser loyalty to the others. That's in line with crafty Yoda. You never really know what he's planning.
Yeah. All right. The Kashyyyk tribe alliances. Only alliance is George Lucas and Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Yeah.
And George is fully loyal to Jar Jar.
He's all in on Jar Jar Binks.
You're my ride or die, Jar Jar Binks.
Where Jar Jar Binks is a halfway loyalty to George. And I think that that's probably because he might not even know he's in an alliance.
I very much think so.
I think it's very possible he's going to Binks this thing up.
Yeah. George Lucas is all in on the Jar Jar Binks. Okay.
All right, we got an immunity challenge coming up.
All right.
This is like the fire puzzle thing, right?
First challenge. Okay. We are going to see that the Tatooine tribe has won immunity. They will not go to the first tribal council. They win a fire making kit.
Oh, it's second how do we think Darth Vader feels about fire.
Dagobah tribe, they will win immunity, sending the Kashyyyk tribe to the first tribal council of the season.
Should have taken that idol clue.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on the beaches. Leia has found the idol. Good news. Bad news. Chewbacca has isolated himself from the rest of the tribe. He's moody.
I'm saying, I think it's a communication thing. I think that it's just that people are trying to build the shelter. He's trying to say, like, no, you don't understand. My people live in tree houses. I can build this for you. And they just don't are not on the same page.
He keeps ripping open the coconuts and like throwing them across the beach. So like, you're making a lot of work for the rest of us.
Okay.
It smells bad. Would be my
good. Good for Leia. This has been an awesome week for Leia so far.
So far, so good. All right. Dagobah tribe. Yoda has isolated himself from the rest of the tribe.
I mean, he loves isolation. Yeah. So this might just be like him in his comfort
zone. Especially if they're on Dagobah. He's like, oh, let me just find out a nice little patch of land for me to carve out. This will be my spy shack.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Kashyyyk, they're going to tribal council. Let's see what's going on over on their beach today. Kylo Ren has found the idol and
he
bonds with Jabba the Hutt slightly.
I heard you had my dad on a wall once.
Ho, 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 Solo.
Exactly. They're bonding over
stories I have.
Yeah, like, I actually did what you couldn't and finished him off.
Yeah, Kylo and Jabba are bonding slightly over their shared hatred for Kylo's bullshit dad, Han Solo.
Well, it's interesting. It would make sense, though, that Kylo found the idol, because they actually hit the idol much like they did in Coconuts and Shells. They hit it in a desiccated helmet of Darth Vader that was cracked open. Yeah. You know that Kylo Ren loves those.
Yeah. Yeah. Big fan.
All right. First tribal council for the Kashyyyk tribe. We know Jabba and Kylo have bonded. George Lucas and Jar Jar Binks have an alliance.
Skywalker could be the first person voted out of this
thing. Yeah, I mean, it would make sense from Kylo's perspective. Lando, we're not really talking about Lando either. Can there only be one between Lando and Mando on this?
I think Lando is very hesitant to make deals, considering they keep getting worse and worse for him.
They don't call him Billy Deal Williams for nothing, though, Mike, so you never know.
Okay. All right. Tribal Council number one. Okay. Kylo Ren has the idol. Don't believe it will be played here. Let's go and look at what happens in our first Tribal Council. Okay. No idol play for Kylo Ren. First vote, Jabba. Jabba no bada.
Do you think Jabba has to walk up to the voting urn, or is it just brought to him?
No special treatment.
Second vote is for Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, no, no, no.
Kylo Ren.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They had a deal. They bonded slightly. Kylo Ren.
Oh, no. Kylo Ren. Is he about to be blindsided with an idol in his pocket in the first vote?
Kylo Ren. Yes! Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren, the tribe has spoken.
And that is clearly George Lucas saying sequel trilogy doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Wow.
Doesn't
count.
Vote him out.
Kylo got
hard pass on the sequel trilogy.
Wow.
Say what you will about the prequels, at least we had a vision. George Lucas just masterminded 4 on Kylo, 2 on Jabba. Maybe what Kylo and Jabba bonded over is like, I guess we got to vote for each other. It's one of us. Kylo, you should use the idol, you dummy.
Why did Kylo not? You know what? And maybe he thought he had another one so he could fashion it to both ends of his lightsaber to make that sort of like crossbar that he had. And he got too greedy. And so maybe he voted out first.
Yeah. This could be like a post Rise of Skywalker Kylo who like has like calmed down. He's mellowed out.
No, he's so mad. He's so mad now.
But then like,
raising Ponder. Yeah.
Took his helmet off. He's just like banging it on a
free jury trip is gonna be a nightmare. I can tell you that. He's like, send me home. Yeah, well, if you do that, you can't go to the reunion. I don't care. You'll forfeit your fee. I don't care. So Kylo is out. He's done. He's pissed.
Wow. I want to see who voted for Jabba alongside Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Let's see. Everybody voted. George Lucas, no surprise. Jabba votes for Kylo. So does Jar Jar. So does Billy D. Williams. Luke and Kylo. The family got back together.
The family that
uncle and nephew voted for Jabba. Luke Skywalker. No love lost for Jabba the Hutt.
I think Luke has problems with uncles in general, so maybe him getting rid of his nephew is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Could be.
All right, Luke Skywalker in some trouble heading into the next round of play. Episode 2.
He'll need a hand, in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what's going on over on the beaches. Looks like that Chewie is out of the Practical Alliance. That is down to just C-3PO, Princess Leia, and Darth Vader.
He's like bobbing and weaving between practical Wookiee and like CGI'd Wookiee. So like maybe his status in the Practical Alliance is just going to be what it's going to be.
Okay. Then we have over on the Dagobah Alliance.
It looks like Yoda has left his alliance. Well, so it's just Mando and R2-D2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is really a big test for Mando, as you said, Josh.
Regular Yoda is self-isolating right now.
Yeah.
Following guidelines.
Mando also likes to have a non-English speaking sidekick that just follows him around.
Yeah, he's good with that. I think R2-D2 doing his best Baby Yoda impression right now. He's cute, too. Mm-hmm. R2-D2 also just like thrilled that BB-8 isn't here to steal his thunder.
Yeah.
Pretty sore about that, so he's glad that he got the call for this one.
Okay.
Or a porg.
And then the Kashyyyk tribe. Just George Lucas and Jar Jar Binks, only alliance there.
I still could not believe that Kylo Ren got voted out first with an idol.
Isn't it amazing to see this picture with the final two this early on? George and Jar Jar. This is pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to our second immunity challenge. And here we're seeing the Dagobah tribe win immunity. And then Tatooine tribe is going to also win immunity. And the Kashyyyk tribe is going back to tribal council. A little bit of a train wreck tribe to start things off.
Not a surprise. Look at that roster. This is a roster of nonsense people.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like these tribes are winning fishing kits and spears. So they are ready to hunt right now.
Yeah. Mike, do you think it was a mistake to vote out somebody who was probably a challenge beast in Kylo Ren and keep Jabba the Hutt in as they go into all these immunity challenges?
I mean, Kylo Ren was a buff boy, right? With two eyes. And Jabba the Hutt is some quite literal dead weight. So I think they better hope they can use that in some way. But I think this is a tribe that is not necessarily about challenge strength and more so about loyalty in a manner of speaking. It does not look good to be Luke Skywalker right now.
It might be road mapping George and Jar Jar an emergent strategy for future Brant Steel.
Intentional Matt Singh?
Intentional Kashyyyk. Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
They might be saving Jabba for the gross food challenge that he might clean up on them. All right. On the beach. Okay. Leia has the idol, but Baby Yoda is rubbing people the wrong way. Josh, how is that possible?
Because they keep boiling water and he keeps taking the boiling water and running around like sipping it. And he also unscrewing like little knobs from the tent because he thinks they're toys. So Baby Yoda is just, you know, in the same way that the behavior of any baby is going to rub someone the wrong way. It's what Baby Yoda's doing. You know, he's ripping shit up.
Baby's going to baby.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, Rey has found the idol.
Damn, okay. I'm liking this. There are not many women in the cast, but all of them have idols so far.
Mm-hmm. And Han and Obi-Wan Kenobi have a major fight.
But they were doing so well together.
Yeah, but like knowing
don't tell
Han
me what
so
to do,
well,
old
like,
man.
Yeah, yeah, he's especially if we're talking like episode 4 Han, who is very self-reliant. Like, I think if he feels like this is not working out for him, he's going to cut ties.
I don't even believe in the Force. I don't even like that little Force. So he's out on that. That makes sense to me. All right, but what's up at Kashyyyk?
Maybe Obi-Wan implied that the Millennium Falcon was not that fast.
Yeah, a parsec isn't even a time. It's a measure of distance, Han. Yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, okay. Man.
All right. And then over on Kashyyyk, headed to Tribal Council number 2. Luke and Jabba the Hutt have a minor fight. A little fight.
Luke with the confidence. He's gone up against Jabba once and walked away, and he thinks that he's going to be able to do it again here. The numbers from last time do not bear that out in Luke's favor. Unless the rest of the tribe also is like, yeah, let's just clip off Jabba. I think Luke could be in some trouble here.
Yeah.
What Luke needs right now is he needs the favor of the George Jar Jar Alliance. Like, if they're able to vote with him because there's only 5 votes, then he's able to survive. Otherwise, I think there's a good, fair shot that he ends up falling out of the equivalent of Cloud City here at Tribal Council, and he will not have something to grab onto or fall into.
Yeah, they call that the Bespin blind side.
Yeah. Perhaps Luke told Jabba to surrender now while Jabba has a 4-1 advantage. Yeah. Yes. Or that he would not get out with his life. But,
Yeah. All right. So let's see what happens.
Job is laughing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Tribal Council number two. Let's see how the castaways vote. No idol has been refound here on the Kashyyyk tribe. Jabba, vote number one.
Okay. First vote to Jabba the Hutt.
Luke Skywalker.
Yes, is that as expected so far?
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks.
Who's voting for me?
Okay. This is wild. Okay. Five person weird. Tribal council, third name to come up, fourth vote. Jar Jar Binks. And the second player voted out. We're going to have a tie.
Five people.
Okay. All right. Two votes Luke, two votes Jar Jar, one vote for Jabba the Hutt. Jabba so we're going to have a runoff here.
Yeah, this is like an oolong situation, right? We somehow have a tie with odd numbers.
Okay. Luke and Jar Jar are ineligible to be, or they will not vote. We will see George Lucas, Jabba the Hutt, and Lando will be the three votes.
You would think that Luke is going to go here. You would think that George...
Well, yes, we know that George is definitely voting for Luke.
And Jabba just got into a minor fight with Luke. You would think that Jabba's going to take the shot at Luke now, unless he's just going all in on chaos, in which case. And that might be his move, because he's a criminal. He's a mobster. He's mafioso.
The Hutts are gangsters.
Yeah, okay. They're gangsters. Don't forget.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So we have a tie for a revote. Luke and Jar Jar Binks. Here we go. Okay. First vote, Luke Skywalker.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Second vote, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, it all comes down to this.
Second player voted out of Survivor Star Wars, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. As his hand just like falls limply to the side, he has expended the last of his Force Ghost energy, and he's going.
Both suns do not shine on a Womp Rat tail. So the Skywalkers are out from this tribe. I mean, there's still some Skywalking to be done with Darth Vader.
And Leia.
And Leia, the Sierra and Laura Moret of this tribe, of this game.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that shakes out. But Luke Skywalker, a shameful performance here. Not since his showing in The Last Jedi have we had such a controversial Luke Skywalker.
Wait, this is interesting, though. Let's see what happened here, because despite getting in a fight with Luke Skywalker, Jabba the Hutt was one of the votes for Jar Jar Binks. So it looks like George and Jar Jar voted for Luke. Lando was the rando. He was the one who voted for Jabba and then changed his vote to Luke. So actually, our prognosis was completely off. We thought that Jabba would definitely vote for Luke in the revote. He did not.
Lando's in deep cover with Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
I think he's back undercover. He's like Jack Bauer in season 3 of 24, going back in with the Salazars.
Check this out, that Jabba and Luke were the two votes against Jar Jar. Yeah. Even though they had gotten into a fight.
Strange bedfellows.
That's wild. That's wild.
Okay.
Maybe it was a fight around who they should vote for. Right? Like Jabba's like, I'll work with you, but who are we targeting? And they were arguing whether to target George Lucas or Jar Jar.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our next episode. And
I know. How do you think Darth Vader is going to react when he sees that Luke has been voted out?
It's hard to
come
say.
There you go. That's the answer. That was just a layup right there for you.
Princess Leia.
He didn't really care about Kylo being Khan. So
that's his son.
Yeah, but you would think that maybe he would say, Kylo! He didn't do that.
All right, let's see the alliances here. All right, no movement over on the Tatooine tribe. Then we have same deal over on the Dagobah tribe, and then Kashyyyk following their tribal council. It's just George Lucas and Jar Jar Binks. Let's find out.
Jar Jar escapes a close call with getting booted last time.
Okay. Let's see what's happening in our third immunity challenge of the season. And we see the Tatooine tribe on a roll. They will avoid tribal council once again. And this time, Kashyyyk is going to avoid tribal council. So the Dagobah tribe will go to their first tribal council of the season.
This is exciting. So we get to see how the voting dynamics work within the Dagobah system.
Yeah, and this makes sense. I believe this was the challenge where they had to like hold a fill holes in a bucket that was running out of water. Yes. And I think I'm pretty
classic
sure Jabba the
episode.
Hutt just like immersed himself around it to fill in all the holes. Yes. So the machine tribe had a pretty easy time.
This is the great Nina episode.
Oh God. Okay.
Happy birthday, right. Josh Wiggler.
Yeah, the once upon a time this episode aired on Josh Wiggler's birthday many years ago.
Yes. Episode 30, I believe. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So Leia, she has the idol. Watto and C-3PO bond slightly.
I could get a nice profit off of that.
I mean, to be fair, they do have a connection, right? Like Watto owned Anakin. Anakin built C-3PO.
Yeah.
You know, you are sort of my property. If my slave made you, I think you belong to me.
You're my IP.
Goodness gracious. That's true. Yeah. They're playing a very social game, though. He's like, you know, I'll flirt around.
Yeah, I'm here for social queen C-3PO.
I want to engage with all sorts of life forms. We got a lot of communicating that we need to do here. C-3PO wants to talk to everyone. That's fine.
Okay. Then over on the Dagobah tribe, they are going to tribal council number 3. Rey has the idol, but R2-D2 has isolated himself from the rest of the tribe.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure
he rolled off a cliff.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he's stuck in a canyon. Yeah. And he's stuck somewhere. Literally isolated himself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then over on Kashyyyk, no tribal council for them. Lando has found the idol.
Yeah,
I think he needs it because he is such a wild card at this moment.
That's how Lando likes to fly, baby. You know, he's a gambler.
Do you think, actually, much like Lando was wearing Han's vest at the end of Empire Strikes Back, do you think now he's wearing the clothes of Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren that they left behind?
I would expect so. Yeah. Luke, can I have your Jedi robe?
Mm-hmm. Luke?
George Lucas has found himself isolated from the rest of the tribe.
Yeah, people are starting to get really irritated with him constantly being like, well, actually, I made you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't vote me out. I'm your creator.
I'm your creator. So no one's really thrilled about that. Like, it's just starting to get a little annoying.
All right. Let's go to tribal council number 3.
So this is interesting. So we have an alliance of 3. Well, actually, I don't know, because if Han and Obi-Wan had their own split off, this might be an alliance of 2, an alliance of 2, and then 2 other individual parties.
This, I have a feeling, is going to be a bit of a hot mess. Kind of hard to predict what's going to happen here on Dagobah, because we did have the big family alliance. That seems to be split up. Mando, R2, and Yoda were hanging out, but then Yoda self-isolated, and then R2-D2 fell off a cliff. So how is that going to shake out with Rey's idol in play, hidden between both parts of her staff?
Between her 2 buns.
We're gonna find. Or she has it hidden in her compressor sleeve. So we'll find out in a moment how this is about to play out.
Okay. All right, let's go to tribal council number 3.
Is the Jeff Probst the 2-headed pod racing announcer?
What's that guy's name again? Pod race announcer. Who is that guy again? I know one of them is Greg Probst. Foden, Bede, Anadu. You want to be the one who keeps track of that, Mike?
Yeah, sure. Foden, Bede, Anadu.
Yeah. Is that the name of one of the 2 guys? Or
I believe Foden, Bede, Anadu, better known as Foden, Bede. He's a Troik pod racing announcer.
Okay. Good to know. All right.
So, sure.
Let's go ahead and see our votes here for tribal council number 3.
He's not going to play her idol.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wow.
Second vote. Old Yoda.
Oh, no.
Obi-Wan. Boy, the Jedi Masters are racking up the votes.
Yeah, seriously.
Obi-Wan.
Execute Order
Old Yoda.
66.
Yeah. Wow.
Old Yoda.
The best we can hope for is a tie right now.
Old Yoda, the tribe has spoken.
Smell you later, Yoda, because I think there's a new hotness in town, and his name's the child. So there's only room for one.
There is another.
There is another, yeah.
As the light fades on his face.
Yeah, he disappears, and maybe his energy will... perhaps this was a ploy. Right? Maybe this is what he wanted. He's now going to give his guidance to the baby Yodas.
Yeah.
He's exactly going to plan.
Is the edge of extinction essentially the end of A Return of the Jedi when all of the Force ghosts appear and just sort of like wave on the everyone celebrating?
Yub-nubbing it up.
So sad for...
Yeah,
Yoda. Adult Yoda.
I mean, to be fair, you could say he kind of did this to himself. He's the one that decided to become a hermit. I mean, he was on Dagobah, and I guess you do what you do on Dagobah, but it cost him dearly.
What happens on Dagobah? All right, so who voted for Yodes?
Han, Obi-Wan, R2-D2, and Rey. Hey. And it was Mando and adult Yodas. How they had look. That Mando, he loves the Yodas.
And he'd heard some stories about Obi-Wan Kenobi's time on Tatooine, and he was unimpressed. Mm-hmm. You know, because we know that Mando loves the Tusken Raiders, and Obi-Wan used to play the Tusken Raiders.
Those are his guys. Yeah.
Those are his guys. Yeah. They're not going to be on the same page.
All right. Let's go to episode 4, A New Hope. Maybe for the Jedi.
The Jedi are getting
are not doing the dark side is winning here.
The prequel episodes followed the prequel series pretty well. Mm-hmm. We're losing Jedi and Sith Lords left and right.
Okay, final round before our first swap. Okay, let's go back to the Tatooine tribe. No movement here. Yoda and Watto versus C-3PO, Leia and Darth Vader, and Chewie is off on his own.
He's gone.
Yes. Okay. meanwhile, there's no other alliance.
Mando was only in an alliance with old Yoda. So.
Han, Obi-Wan, and Rey.
He's used to working.
And even though Han and Obi-Wan had been feuding at one point, then we ended up with them still in this alliance.
I mean, listen, we know Han, right? Like, even though he disagrees with something, he's going to come swooping in at the last second to save the day.
Mm-hmm. And then, meanwhile, over on Kashyyyk. No alliances anymore. What happened to Jar Jar and George Lucas?
Left George Lucas high and dry. Even he got annoyed with him.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
I mean, it is episode 4. No more mention of Jar Jar, maybe.
Yeah, Jar Jar is dissolved now that it's past episode 3.
He's out.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our first reward challenge of the season. Okay? And our reward challenge, we are going to see a reward for the Dagobah tribe. They win 3 hens and a rooster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the Star Wars equivalent of chicken?
Yeah, I do wonder. Are there chicken people in Star Wars?
What were those things that that Chewie wanted to eat that were on the Luke Skywalker? Those are chickens. Yeah.
AKA, we need to fill something in for puffins because we're filming in Iceland. So let's CGI porgs over them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then 10 eggs for the Tatooine tribe. Baby Yoda's got to be excited about that.
Now, this makes sense, right? Because this was, I believe, one of those like blindfold collar challenges, and Kashyyyk just can't manage that. They put Jar Jar in there, and they don't know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's tripping all over himself. He's Michelle Yeeing it. He's falling off the pedestal like 5 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. 10 eggs? What? No dozen?
Okay. Yeah, is he trying to negotiate with our two-headed host here?
I mean, there's 6 of us. Come on.
That's pretty cheap,
Jeff. So I guess the final 3. I negotiated eggs for the tribe.
And not in the Darth Aiken sense.
Okay, all right. Let's go to our immunity challenge, number 4. And here we go. It's the Tatooine tribe on such a roll. They are going to be safe. Dagobah tribe, they are safe, and Kashyyyk is going to go to their third tribal council in 4 rounds.
A tribal cantina, I believe, is what it's called. So they're going to refill up, and
I believe there are no droids have, or only one droid has been to the tribal cantina. So it does make sense that the droids are not allowed inside.
Okay, all right. Leia has the idol. No other news on the Tatooine beach over on Dagobah. Rey has the idol. Han and Obi-Wan back to fighting again, but still in an alliance.
I really do think like Han has become like the Shane Powers, the Sean Powers of this, where he's just getting in fights yet staying in alliances with
Although
people.
Obi-Wan has the current Shane Powers look down.
Yes, that's very true. And I do of the two, though, who would be more likely at a live event to be like, please shut the bleep up.
Shut the force up.
All right. Then
I like Obi-Wan as a Shane Powers.
This is my thinking stool.
Then over on Kashyyyk, they're going to tribal council again. And Lando has the idol.
I have no idea if your starship's shitty. I haven't been on it yet. It was a metaphor calling it a hunk of junk.
Exactly.
Jabba the Hutt.
Go back to your crappy home.
Jabba the Hutt and George Lucas have a major fight.
Yeah.
I mean, these are also two that are ripe for conflict at this point. I think they're just really bristling at the elements right now. Like that, the weight has been dropping off of Jabba. And George Lucas just seems to just get on everyone's worst. I would not be surprised if George Lucas is our next boot here.
All right.
I feel like the stars are aligned for George Lucas to go home here at 4.
Lando, Jabba, George Lucas, or Jar Jar? Somebody is going home here.
I don't like losing any of these people. This sucks. This one's going to hurt.
You're losing any of these people?
Yeah.
Annie!
Storm's coming.
Storm's coming, Annie. Better get home quick.
Mike, right. Is Lando going to play his idol here?
I feel like he's not going to, because for some reason this tribe is like bastioned in stupidity, yeah. And they just won't.
I feel like
do
Lando
it.
Is the safest person here, even without the idol.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be Jabba or George Lucas right now. I think it might
be
a 2-2 tie.
I'm not playing the idol tonight. Yeah. All right.
No way, Probstow.
Lando is not going to play the idol, and Jar Jar gets the first vote.
Oh no!
Yeah,
Misa sense. Going home.
He did almost go home last time. Yeah. He was tribal council.
Okay. George, Jabba.
Jabba the Hutt has gotten a vote at every single tribal. This is like Jonathan the Hutt Penner.
Jabba Penner.
All right. Then George Lucas. Oh my God.
What is wrong with this tribe?
Jar Jar. Jabba.
Vote for Lando.
George Lucas.
Oh, God.
Okay, it's either a 1-1-1 tie or the fourth player voted out of Survivor Star Wars is going to be Jabba the Hutt.
Wow, choked by the chain from two sides. Wow.
Jabba, no bada.
Steven didn't even get to see his little CGI updated edition cantina dance in celebration.
Oh,
wow, 2-1-1.
Jabba the Hutt was cut out of the final version of A New Hope. He has been cut out of this version as well.
Yeah, episode 4 has not been kind to Jabba.
No.
And I think Shannon Gus suddenly wakes up for sleep. Seems like 1,001 plurality votes vanish like all at once, screaming out in the night. It's happening. Yeah.
It would have been amazing if that had been a 1-1-1-1. It would have been incredible.
Yeah. You just all like vote for the person on your right.
Yeah, I don't know how you would resolve that.
Yeah. So it was George Lucas and Jar Jar. That alliance did come through and vote out Jabba the Hutt. Jabba voted for Jar Jar and Lando voted for George Lucas.
Okay, so George, Jar Jar, and Lando, the sole remaining elements from the Kashyyyk tribe, as we're heading into our swap.
Okay, all right, let's go ahead and swap up and go down to 2 tribes here in episode 5. Okay, take your last look at the Tatooine tribe, Yoda, C-3PO, Chewbacka.
So you're just calling him Yoda now, does he know?
This is like, we don't need to call him, Nicole F anymore.
I was going to say, is that a thing of like, baby Yoda was happy to get rid of adult Yoda because now he can just be Yoda?
Mm-hmm. Darth Vader, Princess Leia, and Watto, Dagobah tribe, they were Han Solo, Obi-Wan, R2-D2, Rey, and the Mando, and then Kashyyyk was George Lucas, Jar Jar Binks, and Lando. Let's see our new tribes. Let's go down to 2 tribes. And now the former Tatooine tribe is now going to...
They're going through a whole process where they draw... Well, you can just click next.
Yoda through this part, okay. I think.
Well, yeah.
It does look like the Dagobah tribe is now. So we're moving out of the swamp here, and we're going now. It's just Tatooine versus Kashyyyk.
Okay,
I think Dagobah tribe got gypped here, but I guess like it... I don't know. I don't know where I would rather be. I think Kashyyyk is the plan, and I'd want to be on the bus.
I mean, if it rains a lot, you want to go to Kashyyyk, right? Because there's just lots of tree cover from that rain.
Tatooine tribe is going to be Baby Yoda, C-3PO, George Lucas, Han Solo, Lando. Han Solo-Lando duo is in full force.
And Han and Obi-Wan are still together.
Yes.
Han and Obi-Wan are together.
Obi-Wan Kenobi and R2-D2 and C-3PO are back together.
Yeah, so C-3PO and R2 are together. Han and Lando back together.
Yes.
Something of a reunion for a Yoda of a type and Obi-Wan. And George Lucas, just look at all my kids.
He's without Jar Jar. Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
What are you? What are you? An abomination. So George Lucas, not thrilled about it. not thrilled about Baby Yoda.
You're a crime against space god.
Yeah, all right. You're a nightmare. You're a nightmare.
The Kashyyyk tribe is Chewbacca, Darth Vader, Jar Jar Binks, Princess Leia, Rey, the Mandalorian, and Watto.
Just an odd lineup.
Jar Jar Lacina here ends up being the sole person of his former tribe.
Yeah.
And it's 4-2-1 is, I believe, the tribe breakdown on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go to our tribe alliances here. Okay. Baby Yoda and Watto are going to stay together.
Watto, I know, is so very verdantly colored, but Watto is indeed in black and white.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Han Solo and Obi-Wan, they still have something going on. Of the new tribe alliances, Baby Yoda and C-3PO have a little something. Han Solo, Obi-Wan, R2-D2 is a thing. And George Lucas and Lando have a little bit of something going on. All right. I think that Lando voted for George Lucas at the last tribal council also, so I don't know how much of an alliance.
I can imagine Lando being like, baby, that didn't do that at all.
What? Yeah, come on.
That wasn't me. That was Jabba.
Meanwhile, we have Leia and her father have something going on. We have Chewie, Leia, the practical alliance is all together.
Yeah, Chewie had to come back into the fold because now they all... Well, Watto is
Watto's with them.
He's the CGI member of the Practical Alliance.
He's CGIing himself into the... What? I could be practical. Come back. Negotiate with me.
I was always here. What are you talking about?
Mando and Rey have a little bit of a alliance brewing.
This is a new school alliance.
New school.
NKOTB. That was Knights of the Old... I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Reward challenge here. We see the Tatooine tribe continues its winning ways. They win rewards, cooking supplies, and sausages.
Challenge. Yeah, I believe it's the one where you launch the slingshots, and I'm pretty sure R2 just has an arm with a net in it, so he just easily catches all the balls and wins it for them.
Okay. All right. Then let's go to our immunity challenge for episode 5, and we see Kashyyyk tribe will strike back.
So some of these people from the Tatooine tribe are going to be going to tribal council for their first time ever.
Okay.
And this is an interesting breakdown. I believe it's 3-2-2 right now in terms of former tribe makeup. So literally anyone can go.
And I don't want to be alarmist, but for all you Han Solo fans, episode 5 may be triggering. So will he find himself frozen in carbonite?
Yeah. I hear episode 7 is worse.
That's rumors. Yeah. There's rumors. So, okay. We're coming at some big potential inflection points for your guy, Han.
All right. Let's go to the beach. Lando, he has the idol heading into this Tatooine tribe.
We should also reset that Lando, Rey, and Leia all have idols now.
Meanwhile, we're going to see Chewie and Watto have a major fight.
What? I can't sell your hair?
Just let me take a little clip. Come on. You have so much ahead.
I missed it.
All right. Tribal Council number 5 coming up. Any thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a weird breakdown because I'd imagine that Han and Obi-Wan are still going to stick together here. I do not think that George Lucas and Lando will, however. There's a lot of loose pieces here that I would imagine, really, I think anyone but Han or Obi-Wan is slated to go here, where votes can just be scattered all over the place, as they have been this entire season.
Baby Yoda, I think, could be in trouble also.
Sipping his tea, he's got the Michaela thing going on.
Okay, all right, let's see. Our votes, no idol play from Lando. First vote, Baby Yoda.
Baby.
R2-D2.
That's how he reacts to getting a vote.
Baby Yoda.
Baby.
Baby Yoda. That's three votes, Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda, the tribe has spoken. Pile on, 6 votes. Mando will not be pleased.
Rob, this is the kind of thing, right? When returning players play a season, they're like, that guy's an airtime risk. Mm-hmm. We need to get rid of him. He's going to be a screen time hog. Yep. We got to get rid of that character.
Going to be the sprint fan favorite.
If we want to get a chance at that Sia money, we got to get rid of Baby Yoda early. Otherwise, that's just a $500,000 check 500,000 credits.
Yeah, do you think Baby Yoda was making sure that they don't eat the porgs after they won them on their tribe?
It's also possible that because of all the cute aggression that the rest of the tribe is feeling, that they are voting out Baby Yoda to stop themselves from eating the child.
Yeah. Mm. Also, we mentioned George Lucas called him an abomination when he first arrived on that tribe.
And everyone's like, we gotta listen to George on this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I mean, we all knew it when George Lucas walks in the confessional and goes, "You have made my life living hell since episode one.
Yeah.
Get you. Go home. Goodbye."
Yeah. Baby Yoda's fine with this, I think. He was ready for a nap anyway. He's been playing a long time.
And now he gets to go on the free jury trip with adult Yoda. So he gets to learn more
about what his, you know, where.
Yeah, like what's the deal with the other one that showed up in the prequels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole squad are all basically, for the most part, right? They're all old school Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's the thing. If they lose again, now they're really going to have to eat each other here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And also, we should say Baby Yoda voted out the first tribal council he went to as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably, he tried to vote himself out. He didn't know what he was doing.
Let's go to episode 6. All right. We have the Tatooine tribe is down to just 6 people. Kashyyyk, they are at full 7 strength.
And this Mando is the last pre-merge episode.
Mando is glowering underneath his.
Nobody can tell.
No one can tell, not but happy. He's pissed to
this
see
is not
Baby
the way.
Yoda.
Yes,
that's not the way.
All right, let's go to our alliances. Han and Obi Wan
really
still working together.
So it really does look like the pair of Han and Obi Wan with R2 sort of like as their side piece have now taken a hold of the tribe. If Lucas and Lando, if LNL want to be able to stand a chance here, they have to get 3PO on their side to maybe force a tie.
Yeah.
They have to go for the droid vote.
All right. Let's go to our Kashyyyk tribe. Leia and Vader are working together. They've got something going on with Chewie and Watto. Mando and Rey still have the new school alliance.
Jar Jar is off on his own.
Yes. Okay. All right. At the reward challenge, Tatooine tribe, they will win immunity beef, stew, feast, and hot chocolate while watching sea turtles lay eggs.
Yeah, here's a spoiler alert. That is not beef. That is tauntaun.
Yeah, tauntaun stew. Warm. Very warm.
With hot chocolate, much like you would enjoy on Hoth.
Yeah. Hoth chocolate, actually.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's go to our immunity challenge. And, oh, look at this. The Tatooine tribe has won again. So,
They lost last time. So we know that C-3PO, George Lucas, Han Solo, Lando Calrissian, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and R2-D2 are all going to make the merge here.
All right.
Not necessarily the jury.
Mm. But not the jury. We still have that Kelly Remington spot.
Yes. The R-E-M-I-N-G-T-O-N spot. So let's...
yeah. All right. Back on the beach, George Lucas and Han have a minor fight.
George's like, well, actually, I wasn't going to kill you in episode 6. And Han's like, why did you sell to Disney?
Yes. No, Han wanted to be killed here in episode 6, and George Lucas said no.
Like, why didn't you let me die? Why I have to go on and do this? I could have crashed my helicopter and wouldn't have any fiduciary impact.
Wow. That's a pretty fiduciary thing to say about Harrison Ford, to be honest.
All right. Then over on Kashyyyk. Okay. Leia and Rey, they have idols. Yeah. Nothing else going on. Will we see any of those idols played here at Tribal Council number 6?
It's not impossible, but that being said, we got a really simple, just like shooting womp rats out of the swamp.
You think Jar Jar's the easy vote here?
I don't know. The Gungans live underwater, Josh. They are notoriously slippery. Yeah. I think Jar Jar could slip through here.
Who else could be in trouble? Mando could be in some trouble.
The thing is, we could see the Tatooiners and the Dagobahers fire at each other.
I do think we want to reconsider Tatooiner, or at least like to take a moment to think about what has been said. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the votes here. Episode number 6. Leia is playing her Tatooine idol.
Gotta stay safe. She's got to make the merch.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Episode 6. Big episode for Leia, so this makes sense.
All right, Leia is playing her idol. Rey does not play her idol.
Okay.
She's
that news.
First vote, Leia. Does not count.
The Force is awakening within Leia. She knows.
It's ahead of schedule. All right. Then, Leia does not count.
Return of the Jedi.
Mando.
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 Two votes, Mando.
Oh, did Leia waste her idol? Oh,
Chewie.
This could be a... oh, wait, no, there's seven votes.
Chewie, uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Is Chewie gone?
We'll see. We have one more vote, and it's two votes Mando, two votes Chewie. If either one goes to them, they're gone. If there's another vote randomly thrown out there, we're going to a tie, once again, with an odd number of people.
Chewie, the tribe has spoken. Three votes just... Chewie, two votes Mando, two votes Leia and
wow.
Chewbacca.
So what happened here?
Yeah, they threw a whole flipping planet at the poor guy. You remember that they did that in the books? They threw a planet at Chewbacca. I think Chewbacca gets killed in one of the books by a planet crushing him.
They threw a planet at him.
Before Thanos could do it, Chewie was doing it.
Yeah, like he's left behind. He's like, save yourselves, he says in Wookiee, and then like he stays behind, and a planet like crushes him, and he's dead. And they kill him in the books, and then they made the movies, so none of that counts anymore. But I remember that being like, oh shit, this was like a news item. It was like on CNN. Star Wars fan favorite Chewbacca killed in the books.
I was going to say, just killed.
Yeah.
So, Chewbacca is dead.
Uh-huh.
The world
warns. Wow.
So, this is not like Rise of Skywalker, where they're going to have a fake out death for Chewie. This is permanent. Chewbacca's gone. Pre-merge, undateable Chewbacca.
And this is another case, much like adult Yoda, right? Where, like, it was a high bar for him to step over, considering the communication breakdown, that Han was really the only person that could speak Wookiee. If there was one person to be able to step over a high bar, though, it is the tall Chewbacca. And the fact that he was able to make it this far, though I believe this was also the first tribal council he ever attended as well.
All right. Let's see how this 3-2-2 vote came together.
Lots of plurality votes this season.
Yes. Chewie voted for Mando. Darth Vader voted for Chewie.
We voted for a fellow Tatooiner.
I still think we wanted.
Jar Jar voted for Leia. Leia voted for Chewbacca. Oh, ultimate betrayal.
Well, I think for Leia was like a survival tactic, right? She's like, I'm desperate.
Rey voted for Leia. Uh-oh, not good.
I was hoping for a Rey alliance, but I don't think that's happening now.
Mando voted for Chewie, and Watto voted for Mando.
Okay, wait. Okay, so Watto and Jar Jar voted for Mando? No, Jar Jar voted for Leia.
Yeah, Chewbacca voted for Mando.
Yeah, Mando and Watto were on the same page, I think. No, I'm sorry.
Watto despite the fact that Chewie refused to give Watto his hair, they decided to vote together. Rey and Jar Jar Binks voted together, and then everyone else voted against Chewbacca.
Yeah, it was Mando, Leia, and Vader. That was the decisive combo against
all over the place.
Chewie.
This is a trash compactor tribal council. It's a lot going on.
As we head to the merge, lot going on.
Yes, very, very eager to get into the merge feast time. I wonder what they're going to be. Wonder what they're going to be eating here at the merge.
All right, everybody gets Death together Star here tribe. At the Death Star tribe.
Much like the Death Star, they are given no shelter, so they have to rebuild it. And I'm assuming they put in the same bad exhaust port so that it just completely falls apart once more if anyone touches it the wrong way.
Yeah, heck of a shot, kid. One in a million.
The final 12 is all together, and they celebrate with a large feast sponsored by today's sponsor, our friends over at ButcherBox. Of course, ButcherBox is sending you high-quality meats directly to your door, and they've got an incredible offer for this November, this Thanksgiving. Today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is giving you something extra to be grateful for. ButcherBox is going to be offering new members a turkey for free in their first box, an entire turkey for free in your first box at butcherbox.com/RAJP. And everybody knows, of course, a turkey much more delicious than a porg for your Thanksgiving feast. Of course, that ButcherBox is wonderful because not only is it high quality meat, it's one less trip to the grocery store and a better, more affordable selection too. Never be without something to cook for dinner because there's always meat in the freezer. Each month, ButcherBox is going to offer you a curated selection of high quality meats right to your home. The meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones, and each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. That assumes that there are no Wookiees in your family, packed fresh and shipped frozen and vacuum sealed, so it stays that way, just like how Han Solo was shipped to Jabba the Hutt. You can customize your box or go with one of theirs and get exactly what you want. It's a no-brainer. Get the best meat shipped right to your door, and they have options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and the sugar nitrate-free bacon, which is delicious. It's the way meat should be. ButcherBox, it's the most affordable and convenient way. This is the way. Yes. The ButcherBox is the most affordable and convenient way to get healthy, humanely raised meat. With ButcherBox, you'll get the highest quality meat for around $6 a meal, and they have free shipping nationwide except to Alaska and Hawaii. And right now, ButcherBox has that amazing offer, a turkey for free in your first box. I mean, it's a turkey. Not easy to come by this time of year. Oh, you get it for free in your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/RHAP. That's butcherbox.com/RHAP.
Otto approves. Oh my God.
What a deal. What oh my deal. God.
Otto would be an influencer.
Yes.
I love my tummy tea.
What's up to all my TikTok fans?
Be sure to smash that subscribe button. Yeah.
All right, so after the merge feast, things start to pick up around the Death Star tribe. We are going to start to see some old alliances, some new alliances. Han Solo, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Rey, back together.
Yeah.
The Rackle Alliance.
Yeah.
Yes. Leia, Vader, and C-3PO working together.
A little bit of holding over from their time on the Dagobah system, a very light alliance between Han, Ben, and D2.
So basically, Han and Obi-Wan are sort of like double dipping here, where they have an alliance
with
Rey, and they have an alliance with R2.
Yeah.
Is D2 Danielle DiLorenzo in disguise as an astromech?
If so, watch out for Obi-Wan powers. You're a meatball.
Is that your Obi-Wan?
I was a young man.
It's veering into old prospector. There's gold in the hills.
I'd be more worried about the Tusken Raiders if I was you.
They come back in numbers.
Han Solo, Obi-Wan Kenobi, R2-D2 have a thing. Lando and George Lucas still working together. Leia, Vader, Watto is a thing. And Mando and Rey. Plus C-3PO. The new practical alliance with Watto is here. Han Solo, Mando, Obi-Wan, R2-D2.
We should also point out right now the original tribe breakdown is 5 Dagobah, 3 Kashyyyk, and then four Tatooine.
Yeah. You gotta be honest, this is the point where I'm like, none of this.
Brant Steele, go home, you're drunk. Okay, every single person has an alliance with every single person.
Stop drinking the blue milk, Brant Steele.
Brant Steele's just chugging that down, giving us the teeth. Loves that blue
milk. Stop it. Okay. We're just going to Yoda Yoda through these.
I think that's fair.
It makes sense.
All right. First immunity challenge, Rey.
Listen, it is about hanging on to a pole for as long as you can. Rey, I do not want to say Rey knows her way around a pole. She knows her way around a staff. But I think that experience certainly comes in handy.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our tribe events. Lando has an idol. Rey has an idol. Meanwhile,
there's an idol hidden in the merge tribe.
The behavior of Obi-Wan is becoming appreciated around camp. How about that, Obi?
Yes, thank you. You like the poetry that I'm reciting? I'm so glad that
I'm bringing water for the trap.
I've struck oil. The oil field. Far away.
All right. Tribal council. Number 7. Okay. This could be a hot mess.
This will be a hot mess. There are how many people here?
12.
12 people on the Death Star. And I think as soon as we turn to the Death Star here, we're just talking about system-wide failures, probably.
Yeah. We're gonna get to. Let's see if any idols get played tonight. Rey, Lando. They have their idols. Okay. Yes. Everybody votes. Rey does not play her idol. Lando will play his idol.
Hold up, baby.
Yeah. Right. Lando's not going home here.
I'm assuming Lando plays the idol for himself. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
doesn't count.
Jeff, I'm playing this idol myself tonight. Yeah. Okay. First vote goes to Lando. Does not count.
Got a lot of nerve voting for me.
Mm-hmm. Lando does not count.
Good, good, good.
Lando does not count. Looking like a good idol play. Lando, fourth vote, does not count.
Razzle dazzle. These fools didn't know Mando.
They were Mando. Oh, voting for Lando and Mando.
Did somebody mix it up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a type L, but they hit M by accident.
Solo.
Hondo.
Oh, lots of O's going around.
Okay. Yeah. Han Solo.
Uh-oh.
Mando. That's two votes. Mando. Two votes.
Hando.
Hando. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Mando.
Keep your Hando away from my Tatooiner.
Three votes. Hando.
3-3. Solo versus Mando. Mando.
So this has to go to Han. It goes Solo. To Han. I think we have a tie.
Yes, yeah. But we talked about episode 7 was going to be precarious for Han Solo.
We're in a tie fight.
The prophecy
right now
has come true to some degree. Four votes Mando, four votes Han.
So technically, this was a 4-4-4 vote.
Yes, okay. Good job by Lando to get out of that crossfire. So we're going to have a tie vote here.
Before we have to go to Sarvlox. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come up with a rock.
Before we go to sand?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Sand. Yeah.
All right. So we will have everybody voting. So 10 votes coming in the tie here. You are choosing between Mando and Han Solo.
Okay.
First vote, Han Solo.
Okay.
Mando. 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 It's three votes, Mando. Four votes for Mando.
Mando.
Piling in for Mando.
Han Solo.
Han has to get the rest of the votes for this to be a tie.
Mando.
Mando. Or not. Maybe not.
Han. That's five votes Mando, right, four
so
votes
this
Han.
Next vote has to be for Han, and we go to sand.
Mando.
Oh, wow.
Mandalorian. The tribe has spoken.
All right. Close. Well, the Mandalorian has left early, but you could just hop on over to post-show recaps and hear more about Mando and Baby Yoda every single week. Post-show recaps with myself, Kevin Mahadeo. Latanya Stark's talking about Mando and the baby, but their time here with us, none of these people really had a chance, right? This is such an old school majority situation here.
Yeah, reverse winners at war.
Is there going to be people online complaining about how the new schoolers it wasn't fair?
That I would be more excited about it so far. I think that we were destined to lose favorites, but look, we've got George Lucas is at least going
to
make
it. Yeah, so let's see what happens here. So George Lucas seems to be the one. If he had stuck his vote to Han, we would have gone to sand, but George Lucas was fearing that tie, that deadlock, and said, no, wait, what am I doing? I didn't create you, Mandalorian. Screw you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Can't trust him.
So C-3PO and Darth Vader voted for Mandalorian. George Lucas was originally for Han and then switched to Mando.
Han, traitor.
Yeah.
It's called payback.
How could you?
Yeah, Han voted for Lando. What a jerk.
Yeah. He wants sole possession of the Millennium Falcon. Then Jar Jar voted for Han.
Mm-hmm.
Lando voted for Han.
It looks like all the Kashyyyk, former Kashyyyk members voted for Han.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan voted for Lando and then changed his vote to Han.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. Never mind. I was going to say there was a lot of flip-flopping going on. But
Obi-Wan has been working with Han Solo this whole game. Even though they keep getting into fights, you would think that he would have put his vote on the Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian and I were having interesting conversations about the Tusken Raiders. He was changing my mind. I wanted to know more.
Leia votes for Mando. R2-D2 votes for Mando. Rey voted for Lando and then changed her vote to Mando. Mandalorian voted for Lando.
She meant to vote for Mando to begin with.
Watto voted for Han the whole way through.
So Watto joined the Kashyyykers and voted for Han here.
All right. No idea what happened. We're at that point for me.
All right. We're down to the final 11. Let's. We got a bunch of alliances.
Everybody's at least jury at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Congrats to
everyone. Everyone's made the Galactic Senate.
All right.
Jury.
Meanwhile, on our next reward challenge, Obi-Wan is going to win zipline ride to the pizza picnic for Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan wins the challenge called Anchorman.
I'm Obi-Wan Burgundy.
Yes. Obi-Wan is going to pick this crew to join him for pizza. George Lucas, Han Solo, Jar Jar Binks, and Rey. Josh, do you think that this will soothe some of the issues where Obi-Wan tried to vote Han Solo out at the last Tribal Council?
Yeah, Han Solo is a notorious pizza fan. I think that everyone knows that about him.
Pizza heals all. Yeah.
Yeah, pizza heals all.
And this also makes sense. He's choosing, he's in an alliance with Han and Rey. And I can imagine that, like, you know, after he saw the Kashyyyk vote turn against Han last time, he's like, let me try to court George Lucas and Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Can I make a random pizza observation here? That, you know, since I have the pizza crew here and then also Star Wars, is anybody talking about how I watch these commercials on Sundays during football for Pizza Hut? And Pizza Hut has officially changed its slogan to "Nobody out pizzas the Hut." That they have just
that's been a slogan for quite some time.
But why?
What, that they're referring to themselves as the Hut?
No, that's a line from Spaceballs.
So they just took it.
Yeah.
I mean, Mel Brooks might get a little bit of cheddar for that, royalty speaking.
Could be.
Or maybe it's out of the public domain now, you know?
I don't mind conflating Pizza Hut and Pizza the Hut. Mm-hmm. I kind of love Pizza the Hut.
I mean, that was the parody, right? Was that there was a brand called Pizza Hut, and they called it Pizza the Hut.
Mm-hmm. I believe that was the joke.
Yeah.
And I think that Pizza the Hut and Pizza Hut the pizza kind of look pretty close. And I always thought that Pizza the Hut got a bad rap. I always thought he looked pretty good. I'd eat Pizza the Hut.
So he ate himself.
So you think it's understandable that he ate himself? While
If I was Pizza the Hut, I'd probably be eating myself too.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to immunity challenge. All right. Lando wins immunity. What a hot streak for Lando.
He needed it.
You're hot, you're hot.
Yeah. Billy Dee Williams is having a great day here in the Poster Recaps RHAP universe. So.
Okay. And I also believe, I think this was the Dan is wrong challenge. And so Lando was not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Lan was right.
All right, let's go to
Han was wrong.
All right, Rey slash Idol. Jar Jar and Watto have a major fight. Oh, what could this be about?
I mean, this is an episode one brawl, right?
Yeah. It's time, you know, how episode eight was The Last Jedi.
Come on, you ruined the movie.
The Last Jedi is now the last prequel trilogy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ready to. It's every man for himself out here.
Every computerized being for
every
himself.
CGI monster for themselves.
All right, Tribal Council. Here we go. All right, Tribal Council number 8. Lando's idol has been playing
this game, by the way.
Yeah, Darth Vader has been so quiet this whole game.
Very mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like last time I played like James Earl Jones. This time I'm going to play like Hayden Christensen.
Oh, God.
All right, so he has Rey has the Dagobah tribe idol. Rey will not play her idol, so all these votes will count. First vote, Leia.
Princess Leia.
Han.
Oh, Han.
A lover's quarrel.
Han.
Han could just barely make the jury here.
Leia, that's 3 votes for Leia, 2 votes Han. Han, we're tied again.
Wow. A spat.
Han, that's 5 votes Han Solo, 3 votes Leia. Leia. Han, the tribe has spoken.
7 to 4. 4 seems to be the magic number on this.
I know.
Okay.
Frozen in carbonite at Ponderosa.
He managed to get past episode 7 this time, but not by much.
Not by much.
It was 7 votes that would do him in. 4 votes for...
Seven's just not a good number for him. Yeah, let's see how this broke down, because I think this is much less scattered than last time.
Things are starting to coalesce a little bit. C-3PO.
In a big twist, George Lucas is siding with practical effects. George Lucas joining up with Vader and 3PO to vote for Han.
Yeah. It really does seem like the practical alliance is starting to really become like the ruling roost of the game right now.
Yeah. Han voted for Leia. Jar Jar voted for Han.
He voted out his own wife.
Yeah. Yes. Lando voted for Han. Obi-Wan voted for Leia. Leia voted for Han. R2-D2 voted for Leia. Rey voted for Leia.
It just makes sense. Like, basically, voted for Han. Han and his allies voted for Leia, and then everyone else voted for
Han. This was a power grab situation. There could only be one between Princess Leia and General Solo. And General Solo is gone.
Okay. And now Leia is Solo.
Yes. All right. We are down to our final 10 here on the Death Star tribe, as things are still kind of a mess here in our Star Wars Survivor season.
What we're gleaning right now is, I think, those that were left out of the last vote, which are Rey, Obi-Wan, and R2, are probably the most in danger immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we have our reward challenge, and Rey, George Lucas, Obi-Wan, Lando, and Jar Jar win reward. They go to the Chocolate Hut, not the Pizza Hut, and win Mars chocolate.
Yeah, provided by Mars Chocolate.
The planet.
Mars. Yeah. What's that? Like, it's a planet in a galaxy far, far away.
And I believe, actually, this isn't the thing where Jar Jar Binks holds up an M&M and sucks it into his mouth?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right. Lando is on a hot streak, wins immunity again.
Look at Lando.
Hey guys. Yeah, Lando is playing with house money right now. Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. This is the one where you have to balance the block on your head between the perch, and Lando is the one to keep a cool head about him.
I'm telling you, these fools don't know that they've been messing with the Cobra. He's sneaking in. Mm-hmm. Lando
is on fire.
That's my Mando. That's my new Mando.
Okay. Let's go to back to the beach. We have
no one has climbed this merge idol, surprisingly enough.
Vader and Leia, major fight, Josh.
Yeah,
inevitable.
Leia has heard some hot goss cooking around camp. She goes to Darth Vader. Is it true? You're my dad? Mm-hmm. And then I get like a cool "you're my father" moment. Why didn't you have one of those with me? Why have you waited until just now?
Rob, shades of Project DNA from Big Brother, casting a father and a daughter on a season who don't know how they're related to each other.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, they had a brother and sister.
That didn't know that they were brother and sister?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of gross, huh?
Well, they weren't kissing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that, although, yeah, that it would have been. They did. So, yeah, Nekomis and Cowboy, didn't know that they were related?
Nekomis was an old Sith Lord.
No, they
right?
did not. Neither one of them knew. They got a letter inside the house of, like, hey, just so you know, you have a half sister and it's this person.
From the parents or from the producers?
From their father.
Okay, but at the beginning of the game?
I believe it was, I want to say when one of the, because I think when Nekomis won HOH early on, she got a letter about her, or maybe Cowboy did.
Would have been very awkward if there was like a showmance forming in the Big Brother house.
We have Leia here, who she herself she has had some trouble that. With that.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Gotta be careful. Okay. All right. Let's go to our tribal council here. Number 9, Rey has the only idol.
You can imagine Han Solo just like saunters in casually into Tribal Cantina and just like takes a seat at the bar.
Josh, who do you think could be going here? Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi seems to be rather widely beloved on this tribe. They love some stories.
I could see, I think R2 might be, I think Rey has to play the idol no matter
what. Rey should probably play the idol, and Leia just got a force ton of votes. So I feel like she could, her wampa could be cooked.
Okay. All right. Let's check out what's going on. Rey does not play her idol. First vote, Jar Jar.
Yo, no. Stay away from Jar Jar.
Oh, so no. Jar Jar.
What happened?
Who's the votes?
Watto. Ah, wow. Come
the
on.
The Civil War has finally happened.
Oh, man.
Watto. Oh.
Yeah.
Two votes Jar Jar. Two votes Watto. Jar Jar.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. That's four votes for Jar Jar.
Jar Jar.
Watto.
Oh my God.
Watto, we're tied again.
God. All right, so it's four votes Watto, four votes Jar Jar, two votes left.
Watto. Watto, the tribe has spoken. I was robbed.
I hope you get eaten by a bunch of crate dragons, you scumbag.
As he like flitters off.
Yeah.
All right.
What a you know, from somebody who maybe shouldn't have even been here, the second member of the jury. That is pretty good. Pretty good showing for your boy.
I'm going to watch you out of the sunroof of my new land speeder. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to eat everything in sight at Ponderosa.
I'm Waddle, and this is my Ponderosa.
Don't. All right, let's see what we can sell.
I came out here really unsure of myself, but I feel like I've made some self-discovery.
Living the dream at Ponderosa. Oh,
look, I don't look too bad in this mirror, do I?
All right. Lucas, George Lucas, Jar Jar, Lando, Obi-Wan, R2, Rey, that was the coalition against Watto.
So these Kashyykers have been swinging back and forth. They've been the pendulum. And so they went back to the FOHs, the Friends of Han, and voted with them against Watto. So this was a blindside.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Watto voted for Jar Jar along with Vader, Leia, 3PO, and Leia.
But now the Practical Alliance is in the minority.
Mm. This does now feel like, though, like George Lucas making some concessions, right? He's like, well, actually, while I do stand by the prequel trilogy, of course the original trilogy is the best of the movies. I just had a few tweaks that I wanted to make. So George Director's is like cut. Down...
It's of the 9 people left, it is 7 people from the original trilogy, Rey and Jar Jar.
That's it. So that's like it, George is going to call it a win as soon as Rey is gone. At that point, like George is like, take me now. I'm fine. Just as long as Rey doesn't win anybody but Rey.
Stop Rey. Okay. All right. Let's Yoda through all the alliances going on. Everybody's working with everybody. Let's go to our reward challenge here. And it's the auction. Oh, Vader wins a covered item.
Everyone gets banished
from the auction, but receives a hidden rations back at camp.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. The two-headed host is like, okay, you want a covered item? Uncover it. And he starts to take off his helmet. They're like, no. We don't want to see what's under there.
Not that covered item.
That's no moon. That's your head.
But yeah, this is the Will Sims thing, right? Where he gets to like now look for like some undercover supplies back at camp.
Ah, yes.
No one better eat anything out of this treasure chest.
Yeah, he's got hidden stores of electrolytes and midichlorian powder. He's ready to go. He'll be pretty refreshed for the whole game.
Oh god, I just realized if Vader makes love of it, God help it if any younglings come out. He just feels that tingle.
Then there were letters from home that were won by George Lucas, Jar Jar Binks, and R2-D2.
Mickey Mouse wrote to George Lucas, thanks for the money!
Did Jar Jar get a letter from Boss Nass?
Yeah, of course. Just went,
Jar
Jar. Jar Jar. Yeah, get a lot of Gungan love, and then R2-D2 is hearing from BB-8.
Yeah, and then Lando won an advantage in the game. He has a double vote that could be used until the final five.
What's been going on with Lando?
Yeah, going full Dando here. He's got that double vote.
I mean, Lando has been like a real, like he has had a coming out party in the post merch.
He uses an idol, wins two individual immunities, and then wins an extra vote. He's been crushing the whole way through.
He's played the best game this season.
By far and away, Lando is the MVP so far. He is like everyone loves him. You think you're on his side. He worked with Jabba to get out Luke, I believe, back in the day. And then he's like, Jabba, you go home here. So like Lando's bobbing and weaving. He's doing real well here. Mm-hmm. Billy Deals Williams, I'm telling you. He loves it. Can't get
him up. Double vote for Lando. All right, let's see.
Votes.
Let's see what happens. C-3PO has somehow won immunity.
Well, this makes sense.
What were the odds of that?
So they have to, we have to use metal tongs to transport a ball across a series of tier tires. I do feel like he probably has the best balance, right?
Also, technically, his limbs are metal tongs. So
yeah,
he was able to just use his hands.
My word. Okay. All right, C-3PO.
I've won immunity.
Goody. All right. Let's go back to the tribe. And Ray has the idol. George Lucas has now found the Death Star tribe idol.
George Lucas has an idol.
Let's do it, George. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's take this to the top, George.
Meanwhile,
something's happening with the original Kashyyyk Alliance.
Now the alliance between George Lucas, Lando, and Jar Jar is now a very strong alliance.
This could be the final three right here.
George Lucas is like, I'm going to tell you both something I've never told anyone. My grand plan for Star Wars was for Jar Jar and Lando to end up as the villain and the hero of the whole thing. My sequel trilogy was going to be all about you guys. And they're loving what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. So they're going to final three their way into the end game and use the winnings to make that movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, they still have a couple steps together. They're 3 of 8. Right now, if everyone else catches on to what they're doing, they could very easily get dispatched here. But will they continue to be the pendulum and pit the Tatooiners against the Dagobah system? We shall see.
All right. Let's go to Tribal Council at the final nine.
Exciting that George Lucas playing fast and loose with practical effects again, up to his old tricks.
All right. Lando has an extra vote. Ray has the Dagobah tribe idol. Ray may want to consider using that idol, right? She's been on the wrong side of the vote for these last couple of rounds.
She was on the right side of the vote. Because remember, the Kashyyyk trio joined the Friends of Han to vote out Watto last time. But I think she found this idol in like episode 2 or 3. Yeah.
She has very few allies in this game.
Yeah, this is like very much TIE Fighter Trang levels of being very conservative with your idol use.
All right, let's see our votes here. If anybody's going to play an idol, Lando will not use his extra vote. Ray does not play her idol. George Lucas does not play his idol. All right, all the votes will count here at the final nine. First vote, Leia. Boy, Leia's been racking up some votes of late. Leia, again, it's 2 votes for Leia.
Vader,
that's 2 votes. Leia, 2 votes, Vader. They remember they had a fight earlier in this round. Leia, that's 4 votes for Leia, 2 votes for Vader, 3 votes left. Vader.
Let's see.
Vader,
wow.
Okay.
Wow, these have been some close votes this season.
Yes, 4 votes for Leia, 4 votes for Vader, and the latest person voted out is going to be Darth Vader.
Practical Alliance. It was a war between the two of them. They could not come together here.
They found out that he had the secret stash of midichlorian
the treasure chest. Yes.
Yeah, they knew. He's like, guys, I can't lie anymore.
I'm pretty sure someone tailed him. He's like, he tried to force choke them to try to, you know, dispatch of them, but that didn't go over very well because the producer stepped in.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah, the two-headed host was giving him a massage.
Mm-hmm. The 5 votes for Vader were C-3PO, George Lucas, Jar Jar, Lando. That's that three-person alliance that we just came together. George Lucas, Jar Jar, right? Lando, and Leia.
So C-3PO sided with Leia over Vader. That makes sense. But it looks like Vader was joined by the Friends of Han, who voted out Leia, which makes sense. You know,
Rey,
revenge for Han. Leia should have gone over him.
Yeah, Rey and Obi-Wan were with Vader. They could have been the Tusken Raiders alliance instead.
I mean, this trio does survive, but it's at the cost of losing a possible ally here in Darth Vader.
Yeah. Josh, it is nice to see Obi-Wan and Darth Vader coming back together.
Yeah, you know, you were my best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like it'd be interesting if Obi-Wan did vote for Vader, so he could say in his voting confessional, "You were the chosen one," as the one I choose to vote for one tonight.
The chosen one.
I have the higher ground.
Obi-Wan does. You know, he continues on. He does have the higher ground.
Princess Leia, she is following in the Sierra East footsteps. She voted out her dad.
Yeah.
You
Leia
think she wrote Vader, parentheses, dad.
Leia's the last Skywalker standing, too.
Okay.
Unless you count, because Rey's like, I'm a Skywalker. It's like, just like clone that? Can you just take that?
Yeah. All right. The final eight, the BB-8. Here we are.
Was that a good season, or should I start with that one?
Good one.
Good one.
BB-8. BB-8's good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. let's go to our... Oh, we're going to Yoda the alliances.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. None of this matters anymore.
Nothing matters. Our reward challenge.
Basically, what it is right now is it's Obi-Wan, R2-D2, and Rey in an alliance. It is the Kashyyyk 3 of Lando, Jar Jar, and George Lucas. And then seemingly you can imagine that Leia and 3PO will still work together.
Okay. It's the Sierra Dawn Thomas Memorial Barrel Rolling Challenge. Jar Jar, C-3PO, Lando, and Leia are going to win a sailing trip eating burgers, bacon, and pie.
What a weird combination. Yeah.
Burgers, bacon, and pie. You got a classic BBP.
Good of them to realize that the best way to use Jar Jar is to just to stuff him in one of these barrels and roll him around Becky and Sandra style.
Oi, oi!
Yeah. All right. Let's go to our immunity challenge. R2-D2 has won immunity.
So this is the, I believe, the male and female competition, which makes things super easy for Leia and Rey.
50-50
and
shot.
Leia wins a much-needed immunity. This will be the first time in several rounds where she does not receive a vote at Tribal Council.
This is a pretty stacked challenge for R2, though, that you have to hold onto a rope with 25% of your body weight, and he just, like, launched out, like, one of his grappling hook things. So he was fine. Like,
he was fine the whole time.
Okay. He was locked in. Yeah.
Okay.
Even though, I mean, he needed to stay in this challenge because if not, water would have fallen on him, and that would not have good.
Not good. All right. Let's go back to the beach. George Lucas with an idol. Rey has an idol. All right. The very strong alliance that came together of George Lucas, Jar Jar, Lando has dissolved. Easy come, easy go.
I don't know.
Do you think Lando is seeking greener pastures at this point?
Yeah, they were really tight. This is why it doesn't matter. None of it matters. None of it matters.
All right.
I don't know.
This could matter, though. If Lando, for instance, is like, let's turn things against George Lucas today.
George Lucas, though, right now is like, guys, we're in episode 11. I did not have any plans for this one.
No.
I only planned up to 9.
I planned up to 9, but I have no idea what we're doing now. I'm completely uncharted terrain right here.
All right. Tribal Council at the...
Some books we could read.
BB-8.
Suggestions of how this would have gone.
Okay.
Did you hear Chewbacca got crushed by a plant?
Do we call secret scenes extended universe in the Survivor Star Wars?
Not canon. All right. Then Lando with an extra vote. Rey has the Dagobah tribe idol. George Lucas has an idol. Everybody's votes. Lando does not use his extra vote. Rey does not play her idol. George Lucas does not play his idol. So nothing funny going on. All right.
I also like to live dangerously. Let's see how this goes.
All right. Rey. This is all George Lucas.
It's just like Kylo Ren. What is it with these sequel people?
Okay. Jar Jar.
Oh, no.
Jar Jar.
Oh, no. Shouldn't have broken that alliance apart.
Rey. 2 votes Rey, 2 votes Jar Jar.
4 votes left.
Rey. Jar Jar. We're tied again. All these votes are very close. Okay. Jar Jar. Jar Jar, the tribe has spoken.
Terrible news.
Misa going home.
No, actually, you have to go to Ponderosa.
You think he steps into doo-doo on the way out?
Yeah, Bantha Poodoo on the foot.
Deep doo-doo.
Deep doo-doo now. Jar Jar. Last prequelite standing. Did George have it? No, George would never.
George wrote it for Rey. He loves Jar Jar.
Okay.
So the coalition that did in Jar Jar was C-3PO, practical effects guy.
I mean, it was everyone but the Kashyyyk trio.
Yeah.
It looks like they did what we prognosticated, right? Of like, yes, they've been swinging back and forth, but if they're too noticeable, then people are going to go after them. And despite them breaking apart to maybe try to belay those effects, I think that they still came up as too dangerous. And for some reason, this group figured that Jar Jar Binks was the keystone of this alliance.
Yeah, practical effects coming together. Rey and Obi-Wan along for the ride to take out Jar Jar Binks. And George Lucas, you better be thanking your lucky Star Wars merchandise fees that you have an idol right now.
It's an interesting group that came together. So it's R2-D2 and C-3PO with Leia and Obi-Wan. Very much like a New Hope foursome with Rey. Took out Jar Jar.
I think it's the Millennium Falcon group, right? Anyone who's ever been in the Millennium Falcon? Well, I guess Lando has been in the
Lando
Millennium
would
Falcon.
Take some exception to that. I had it first, Mike.
Exactly.
Don't forget about that.
I mean, this is interesting. We've seen so many. We've seen a lot of like coalitions.
That wasn't
Wendell. I mean, this has been a series of trust clusters, really. This post merge, and it seems like everyone's sort of like circling around each other.
We call those trusty chlorines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think that I do not think that this alliance of four is going to hold, and that George Lucas and Lando are screwed necessarily. But it is interesting for this controlling trio to suddenly break apart at the final eight.
Okay, here we are. Our final seven, C-3PO, George Lucas, Lando, Obi-Wan, Leia, R2-D2, and Rey. All right, let's see what's going on here at our next reward challenge. And that is going to be C-3PO, Lando, and Obi-Wan win a feast and an opportunity to deliver supplies to an orphanage.
Younglings! Oh, this is a nice little
group of younglings.
Yeah. How do you do, fellow younglings?
Did you think C-3PO is revered as a god there?
Yeah, they deliver supplies to an Ewok village.
I think that's what it is. And the supplies are what, sticks?
Yeah. Just yum-numbing it up with the Ewoks.
They want cookies. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then, for our reward, George Lucas has won reward.
Wow.
What you didn't know is I'm a challenge beast. George Lucas activating. What you didn't know is he had the highest midichlorian count of them all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is good, though. He needed this. This was huge because he was left out of the vote last time and he lost one of his closest ally in the game.
All right.
Which does not look good to be Lando Calrissian right now.
Yeah. Big day for Taj George Lucas.
Does that mean Eddie George Lucas is going to come visit at the
family visit?
Right.
So here we are back at the beach, and Lando is becoming appreciated around camp. Well, it's about time.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
I think he's just. I think he sort of has like the Jervis energy of just like smooth talker, like
Lando's
up around camp playing cards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's classic, and he's crushing. He's like the Tyson of this season.
Yeah, think about how he was running Cloud City. That is probably running this camp. Very smoothly.
Yeah, I think Lando is
we say right before he gets voted out, right?
Probably.
Okay. All right.
He's got an extra vote, though.
Here's our tribal council. Final seven. Okay. Lando, extra vote. Rey with an idol. George Lucas is immune and has an idol.
Could George play an idol on Lando?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think about doing
Lando
that.
Lando is going to play the extra vote and vote twice. Mike, is this a faux pas here by Lando to play the extra vote here on an odd number and make it an even number?
Yeah, so that's usually the conventional wisdom. That being said, if he feels he is in deep doo-doo, then I think it makes sense to just like throw anything at the wall and see what sticks. And so maybe he needs, like, if he and George can get one more person on their side, they can force a tie, and then maybe things go haywire from there.
Yeah, just to note here, this is not a vote steal. This is an extra vote. So Lando will have
we'll see eight votes total here.
Two votes here. All right. Rey then takes out her idol. So this is a wild tribal council.
And Vantage Geddon in the style of Alderaan, just blowing up right now.
Okay.
Alderaanage Geddon.
All right. So two votes from Lando. Rey cannot be, or she can't be voted for. They will not count. George Lucas cannot be voted for. Okay. George Lucas will not play his idol.
He's holding.
First vote, Rey does not count.
All right. She used the force. She felt it.
Rey does not count. Boy, I hope Lando didn't waste his two votes on Rey.
Uh-oh.
Leia.
Ooh.
Leia.
C-3PO.
C-3PO?
Heavens. C-3PO. Two votes.
Oh, no!
With two votes, Leia. Two votes, 3PO. Two votes left, including the extra vote.
C-3PO.
Oh, God.
So Leia. We've got a tie. Another TIE fighter.
Wow, this is a wild season.
Yeah, so it's three votes, 3PO. Three votes, Leia. Two votes, Rey.
Rey did waste her idol.
And she did, and 3PO and Leia are both kind of heartbroken that it's come to this.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the practical alliance is now officially gone.
Mike, let me ask you a point of clarification. Will Lando get two votes in the tie?
It's interesting because this is something that has sort of had very vague consequences on real life Survivor, where sometimes like a vote steal will carry over to the tied vote, sometimes it won't. I do not know. My hunch is that it will not, that Lando will not vote twice. So there will be only five vote. So definitely either Leia or 3PO is going here. That we will not go to grains of sand.
Okay. All right. Leia and C-3PO will go to the tie vote. Okay. Let's see how the tie votes come up. C-3PO. Leia. Leia. That's two votes, Leia. C-3PO, of course, in this season, it'll come down to the fifth and final vote. Princess Leia. Oh, and C-3PO. Right. I'm so okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on. So we did have six votes. Lando did get to vote twice. And we did tie 3-3.
At the final seven.
TIE fighter breaker. It's time to go to sand.
Oh, everyone's spinning. Everyone's out
okay.
A coarse handful of sand, and if you pulled the purple handful of sand, you're out.
So here's how this is going to work now. Yes. Okay, George Lucas is immune. Rey yes. played her idol, did not waste it now. she is safe. Leia and C-3PO, they were in the TIE vote. Oh, right. They will also be immune. So correct. It will be Lando, R2-D2, and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh my God.
I feel big Pascal English energy coming our way from Obi-Wan Kenobi right now. So let's see what's going
to
happen.
Holy moly. I mean, if Lando did it, if Lando essentially played an extra vote to engineer his own demise, that is next level thinking. Well,
you know, he's a gambler. Sometimes that happens.
Hey, sometimes you come out and bust.
You got to know when to hold. No one to roll.
All right.
Fold wow. Yeah, so basically what they do is they grab handfuls of sand, and whoever has the clump of red sand from that planet in the climax of The Last Jedi are the ones that are voted out.
Yeah.
I believe that was salt.
Okay. All right. So.
When they, yes, I remember the hit line when they touch the ground, lick the sand, and they say salt.
So you want to pull sand, and if you pull salt,
you're going to be really salty.
Yeah, you're out.
All right. Here we go. Everyone will draw a rock. Whoever draws the purple rock will leave.
Oh.
R2-D2. The tribe has spoken.
It makes sense. You need a grain of sand in that thing. It might have got medevaced anyway.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Smoke sizzling.
We got to see how this vote broke down because this is ridiculous.
Okay.
It's happened.
All right. So the C-3PO votes were George Lucas, Lando.
Put it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he put it, yeah, he got a does he get a second vote for Lando? Okay. But it cannot be used on a revote, Mike.
Wait, so then what happened? There were
R2-D2 got screwed.
Wait, did a computer error produce a rock drop?
I don't know. It literally says here, Lando votes for C-3PO using the double vote. It cannot be used on a revote, yet it was.
Star Wars is not known for going back and breaking its own rules. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, somebody write a letter to George Lucas about what was going on here. Okay.
So it looks like, so basically it was that Hail Mary, right? It was the Lando being like, I've got that extra vote. Let's hope for like some sort of split vote. And so you and me, and they're the ones who tied the votes against 3PO. I'm assuming they stuck to their votes. Looks like the FOHs, Obi-Wan, R2, and Rey voted for Leia. And then the remaining practical alliance of Leia and C-3PO, completely in the dark here, voted for Rey, got their votes nullified. I do wonder who voted for who on the revote.
Do you think this was supposed to be a vote split?
I don't know what.
It really does seem to me like there are three factions. And it just seems like they all had a different idea of who to vote for.
Yeah. This is a pretty train wrecky Brant Steele if there ever was one.
And I love it.
All right. We're down to the final six. C-3PO. George Lucas. Lando.
3-3-3 by Obi-Wan.
Leia and Rey.
Wow.
Good job by Leia and Rey being
the only women
in the cast have managed to hang in there, even though they voted for each other multiple times.
So Rey lost her idol right now, so she is vulnerable. I mean, everyone sort of came out by the hair of their necks or their metal necks in a certain case. Leia and C-3PO barely survived here. Lando and Obi-Wan barely survived a rock draw. The only one sitting pretty this past round was George Lucas.
Okay. And he still has an idol, by the way. Let's go to our...
What you did for this round or the next round?
Reward challenge here.
He'll CGI that in whenever he needs to.
At the final six. Okay. George Lucas, C-3PO, and Leia have won a helicopter tour of Nicaragua and a surf and turf meal with wine.
And this makes sense, right? Because this is the infamous, you know, a reward with all the fix-ins where they were stuck there for 2 hours. But 3PO solves that word problem like nothing, right?
Very simple. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that.
All right. So let's go to our
award that'll fix wishing.
Yes. Let's go to our immunity challenge. And George Lucas is heating up.
Late George, search for George
justice
Lucas.
Justice for George. George is reclaiming the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I invented Star Wars. I deserve all of this success.
Oh, right. This is my season now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. He will go to the final six. And do not forget, he has an idol, which can be played at the final five.
He's safe until the final four.
So okay. He's in. Yeah.
So George Lucas has an idol. The behavior of Obi-Wan is becoming appreciated around camp.
Why, thank you. I am working hard.
All right. Final or tribal council here at the final six.
So this is going to be very strange because here's the thing. I said there were three coalitions. If they stick to those coalitions, we are at a 2-2-2 vote right now.
So the pairs here are Lando and George Lucas, Leia and 3PO, and then Obi-Wan and Rey. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Three pairs of two. Do you think that we see any of the pairs team up?
I would hope so. But again, it seemed like as of last round, none of these groups are communicating with each other. So,
that's
weird.
C-3PO specialty.
Yeah, you literally have a linguistics expert there. So we could very easily see yet another tie right now.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what's going on. George Lucas will not play his idol.
Nor should he.
First vote, Rey.
Rey's becoming the new Leia in terms of votes.
Rey. Two votes for Rey. Rey.
Right, at least a tie for Rey.
Leia. Leia.
Oh, wow.
Rey, the tribe has spoken.
All right.
Okay, so two of those pairs did get together and vote against Rey. Presumably, it was Rey and Obi-Wan Kenobi who voted against Leia. Let's see how that all played out.
Obi-Wan's blindsided face.
So it looks like it was the C-3PO and Leia pair, which teamed up with George Lucas and Lando to vote out Rey. Obi-Wan Kenobi is in a bad spot heading into the final five.
A spot for Obi-Wan.
He could be the kingmaker.
He could be the swing. He could be the swing vote now between these two pairs.
Yes.
Could be.
We'll see what happens.
Much like Obi-Wan Kenobi in The Phantom Menace, he could split these two alliances that make one Darth Maul in half.
Spiraling down a chasm, but then also sort of making a return in a later movie or earlier movie chronologically,
as well as in the animated series.
And good for Rey though. I mean, look, her only other partner in sequel crime, Kylo Ren, was voted out first. For her to make it all the way to the final,
she made it really far. And at a certain point, George Lucas really wanted to make sure that
he was gunning for her from the jump
for a long while here, for a long time.
What more can we say about Rey? So many memorable moments and quotes. She will be missed.
Yes.
Yes.
But George's like, well, actually...
A fan favorite, to be sure.
She was Palpatine.
I was going to say, I think on the way out, Rey's like, oh, by the way, my dad's Emperor Palpatine. And George is like, wait, no! If I had known that, I would have gotten rid of you.
No, he hates that. He hates that twist. He thinks that twist is trash.
A lot of people do.
Throw it in the compactor on the Death Star.
Here we are. We are at the grand finale.
Look at this. Look at this final five.
C-3PO, George Lucas, Lando, Obi-Wan, and Leia.
This is one of the most high quality final fives I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No scruffy looking nerf herders here.
No, it's all a bunch of people that you want to give a medal to. It's going to be a shame that anyone's going to be in the Chewbacca spot. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens at our reward challenge here. Of course,
this is Worlds Apart did a weird version of the family visit where they had a reward challenge where the winner got a family visit and also
finale.
They got to practice for the immunity challenge as well. And that was where Mike Holloway was very worried that his mom wasn't helping him on the blindfold maze.
All right, George Lucas has won reward. Has an idol going into the final five.
Is he getting visited by Mickey Mouse?
Hi, George!
Okay. Maybe Indiana Jones visits him.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. He's like, no, not the aliens. Don't bring me around these things again.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
Steven Spielberg shows up.
Let's go to our immunity challenge. And Obi-Wan wins immunity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Needed. This is a one in a million shot. Okay. And he made it.
So then it will come down to which pair can recruit Obi-Wan.
I needed this. This is huge. Okay. You needed this.
We're going to see Leia and C-3PO. They are now a very strong alliance. Okay, well,
I mean, I think they're going to be ride or dies right now. They're just going to be like, all right, let's commit. Like, we're going to go. We're going to try to gun for. I mean, this is interesting, though, because as much as you talk about Obi-Wan being the kingmaker, if these two vote for George Lucas, it's not going to matter because George Lucas plays his idol.
Yes, that's right. They know that's he has his idol.
So George at this point needs to really be like running around camp, puffing out his chest. If he
wearing
wants
his
to
idol.
Keep.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't vote for me. Although then could they put the votes on Lando?
Exactly. Right.
Tough spot.
Okay.
Hard to untangle.
All right.
This could finally be the final destination moment for Leia Organa.
All right. So George Lucas will play his idol. So no votes for George Lucas will count. Obi-Wan Kenobi is immune.
Let's see if he picked the right person.
First vote, Leia. Lando. Leia.
It could still go their way, though, if Obi-Wan votes with them.
Lando. That's two votes Lando, two votes Leia. Leia, the tribe has spoken.
So the
two women go out back to back here.
Yeah.
So Obi-Wan ends up siding with the Kashyyyk members here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to go. He sees a lot of himself in George Lucas these days.
Mm-hmm.
These underestimated old timers got to stick together.
All right. So as we expected, it was C-3PO and it was Leia who voted for Lando.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to applaud Leia because, you know, of the big three from the original trilogy, her, Han, and Luke, she by far made it the furthest. Luke was pre-merge, Han just made the jury, and she makes it to the final five. She makes it to the finale. That is a lot to commend her for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. She was always meant to have a big role in the finale. All right. So let's talk about our final four. C-3PO, George Lucas, Lando, and Obi-Wan.
And no funny business here. This is a mock-up of Survivor 30. Therefore, we are getting an outright immunity challenge and vote at the final four.
Okay.
All right. Lando and George Lucas, they are the true alliance here. C-3PO and Obi-Wan are probably the marriage of convenience here.
Yeah, it's also noteworthy that I didn't realize that all four of these people were in the new Tatooine tribe together. So that could have also been something that had Obi-Wan lean towards them.
All right. Huge final four immunity here.
Slide.
Yep. George Lucas. He's going to the final three.
Wow.
George Lucas is seeing the final tribal council.
Okay.
George Lucas right now is like, do not test me. Mess with my vision.
All right, so we are going to have our final four tribal council.
So there's a few options here. This could be a thing where 3PO and Obi-Wan force a tie, and they put their two votes on Lando. And assuming that George Lucas and Lando vote together, then it goes to that fire making. Or the Kashyyyk 2 could convince one of these guys to just let's vote with them. For example, like you could very easily go to Obi-Wan and say, hey, 3PO is close with Leia, who just went to the jury. Like he's got the votes on the jury. They could give the same argument for 3PO for Obi-Wan. So I would not be surprised if it's a 3-1 vote here.
George could also just choose to get rid of Lando here. Lando's played a great game. Now might be the time to do the you know, you get rid of Yao Man at the final four. The opportunity presents itself.
Also, Obi-Wan Kenobi has a stark warning for George Lucas and Lando. He says, if you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, he'll turn the jury.
Yeah.
And 3PO will win.
Flip the jury
against
him. They'll
anoint him king like the Ewok village.
All right, let's see what happens here. Could we get fire? Could we get fire here at the final four?
We could get fire. All right.
All right. Let's see. First vote is for Lando. C-3PO.
Okay.
Okay.
Lando.
Okay.
I feel like this is a tie then.
C-3PO. Ooh. We are going to a fire-making challenge.
We're going to, what was that, Lava Planet from episode 3? We're going to conduct the challenge.
I believe it was called Lava Planet.
Lava yes. Planet. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Like Lando's chances here in making the fire against C-3PO?
I don't know. I feel like C-3PO like is a droid and might have more, you know, it lacks the humanity that might happen when you sort of have
his limbs are sort of weird, though, right?
Yeah.
Like he's not that nimble.
Yeah. And how are his fingers? Can he like, does he have an opposable thumb? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, but his hands, like limited arm mobility. I feel like it's going to be, this might be tougher for 3PO than he'd like. But I feel if Lando wins fire here and then doesn't win the whole thing, you know.
And this will be weird, though, because if Lando does go here, to your point, Josh, this may be a blessing in disguise for George Lucas.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Looks really good for George Lucas if Lando gets knocked out here, because that Lando is probably the only person that could rival his game. All right.
Lando has played a remarkable game.
All right. Let's see what happens. There's a fire. Or the tie in a Revo.
Tie in a Revo. Let's see. Okay.
Okay, the people in the tie. Oh, we're not making fire. We're gonna Revo
one more time, and so we'll see if it happens.
One vote Lando, one vote C-3PO. Okay,
so we went through the formalities.
Okay, so fire.
All right, there's still a tie. Now we will have a tiebreaker challenge. Lando, the tribe has spoken. Oh,
our fallen angel.
Oh, it's fallen from Cloud City down into the depths of Bespin.
Wow.
Lando.
Wow. Lando Calrissian robbed G. Otis.
Should have won.
One of the all-time greats. A great day in the podcast universe for Billy D. Williams.
Very much gotta so. Say. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I mean, you know, Obi-Wan and C-3PO were able to succeed in their goal, which was to, like, break up that pair. I don't know if it was the right thing to do, strategically speaking, but if they wanted to just, 3PO particularly, just wanted to survive, I think him being able to convince Obi-Wan to vote with him might have been the move of the game right there.
Mm.
All right. Final Tribal Council. C-3PO, George Lucas, and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
This might be the oldest final three in history.
Yeah. George Lucas is however old. Obi-Wan's up there. 3PO has survived through three trilogies.
Well, it's interesting. I believe, actually, much like the Worlds Apart final three, I believe this is one person from each of the starting tribes.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I think that's true.
Mike, how would you characterize each of these members of the final three?
We're doing animals, Shireen style.
No, I would say. Well, I think that George Lucas has been the challenge beast.
Yeah, so 3PO is the dead fish of the of the three.
Yeah. Yes. 3PO was someone who got blindsided a number of times, but definitely came out at the end a bit. Like, he had a bit of an underdog story of, like, my closest ally was voted out at the final five, yet I was able to prevail. I think Obi-Wan had a story of, like, I lost my best friend early on in the jury. But dag nabbit, I made my way through because I'm a survivor here, and I always will be. And I think, to your point about the speech before, I think he probably has the best Final Tribal Council speech. But
George, I think George might actually, because he's going to just get up there and say, well, actually, I'm writing the story, so I win. And they're all going to have to vote for him. Well, and George had multiple immunity wins. He came from a shit tribe. Like, he had a lot going on. He was super loyal to his people all the way through. He's going to have stands in the mix through Jar Jar and Lando.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Let's remember that George Lucas did not betray Lando nor Jar Jar. He voted
with them. Let's be very serious here. And George found an idol. George Lucas absolutely deserves to win Survivor Star Wars, and it's not even a question.
Josh, is this for George Lucas? Is this a little bit like that Black Mirror episode where Jesse Plemons was like playing with like all the people he actually knew, and then dominating everything?
Yes.
Is that what
George Lucas is doing? If he wins, that is exactly what's happened, and the plot line is that he plays this Brant Steel simulation all the time, over and over, and he's just always winning.
Guys, please don't reveal my dream world. That's the simulation I'm living in right now.
Yeah. All right, I'm eager to see how this shakes out. If there's any justice in the world, George Lucas will finally get the Star Wars redemption story he's been looking for.
Dunking on all the prequel characters.
So just in case, because I'm pretty sure they don't do a vote-by-vote reveal in this version, there's a chance that if you click to the reunion show, the winner will be revealed. It's just so you know.
Okay. All right, I'll try to make the page even more narrow.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, proceed to the reunion show. The final three. Okay. Proceed to the winner reveal.
All right. Oh, God. Remember, we're not, again, it's not going to be vote by vote. We're going to just outright be told who the winner of Survivor
Star Wars
is.
All right. So the winner of Survivor Star Wars is.
George Lucas!
Doing three different songs.
Well, he still couldn't pick which one he wanted at the end. He has a
and then it star wipes to him's winner celebration.
Oh my God, George Lucas. You crazy son of a bitch, you did it. Oh my God.
6-1
Wow.
Let's see how the jury voted. Okay.
So Han voted for 3PO.
Oh, he was a bitter juror. He was a bitter juror.
He did not vote for his friend Obi-Wan.
Vader voted Obi-Wan. He's like, I've returned the favor, old friend.
Yes. Watto voted for George Lucas.
Everyone else voted for George.
Wow, the guy has so much money. You want to be on his good side. Trust me.
Jar Jar voted for his friend.
I know a lot.
Jar Jar voted for his buddy.
Boy, I love you.
R2, of course, voted for George Lucas.
Well, of course. I mean, he could have voted for 3PO, no?
Oh, yeah, Ultimate Betrayal.
Ray gave it up for George Lucas, even though he was gunning for her the entire time.
You're right, George. I shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Leia voted for George Lucas. And finally, George Lucas' old buddy Lando, who
That's
I would
his
say,
buddy.
George Lucas
if it couldn't have been me. I'm happy it's you, George.
Got pretty lucky. I do think if Lando Calrissian sits there in the final three, it's a bit of a different story. But man, I think of all the brain steals that we did, this has to be, ironically enough, like the best storybook ending to any
of them. Also, Mandalorian did not make the jury, but considering it was a Survivor Worlds Apart base that he did write in, this is the Holloway.
Yeah, this is the Holloway.
Yes. Who's the fan favorite of the season, Josh?
Let's find out. Let's see. I think it's got to be Lando.
Got to be our fan favorite. Let's see.
They always get
Ray. Ray's a fan favorite.
If you ask certain corners of the internet, that's not true.
I just think for this one, that's not how this was supposed to
be. I mean, Ray certainly had that underdog story, right? She was constantly fighting being targeted by George Lucas. People were like, stop beating up on that poor girl.
Okay. I think Lando should have been fan favorite. Lando played great, great, flashy game.
Well, listen, I think let's pencil Lando in for the inevitable Brand Steel All-Star season.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
Okay. George Lucas was the winner. We know the placements of everybody. Poor Kylo Ren first voted out.
Look at all these ties that we got. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Interesting statistics. We had 3 wins for George Lucas in a season that he dominated. 2 reward wins as well. Leia had 16 votes cast against her.
Doesn't feel like that many, but I guess in hindsight,
they count tiebreakers, I believe, as well.
Okay.
The whole most strategic category doesn't really add up to me. Rey is number 1, then 3PO 2. Yep. George Lucas number 3, I guess. All right, sure.
I mean, and this is also, though, very representative of the fact that, again, these three factions are represented in 3 different ways.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. What a incredible edition of the Brand Steel.
You know, in like true blue collar fashion and true Mike Holloway fashion, I invented Star Wars and it's really important. It's been a while since I've tried to hobble.
Did George Lucas do the happy dance?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Do the happy dance.
There you go.
Wow. George Lucas. Mm-hmm. Who'd have thought coming in? You know, people were online to be part of the cast. He's like, excuse me. Well, actually,
and I will say,
a
bit of behind the scenes here, behind Schmergen Brawl in Holographic Chess, he was the very last person to
make the cast.
Yep. Just like he was an alternate and he made it on.
And he made the most of his time. And he's one of the great Brant Steel Survivor winners.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
Really incredible story of reclaiming your story, rewriting history. George Lucas had to suffer through the new sequel trilogy, and then here he came in for episodes 10, 11, 12, 13, and the 2-part 14, 15, And he did it. And he got 1,000,000 credits for his troubles. This is a great day for George Lucas here.
Congratulations, Lucas, to George Lucas.
Well, the credits aren't accepted in my world, so I'm not sure what to do with this.
Okay. Well, of course, all this Star Wars fun should just be an appetizer for checking out the Mandalorian post-show recap over on post-show recaps. Josh, well, what else is going on over there?
Oh, too many things.
So much stuff.
Too many things to list them all. We've got the weekly Mando coverage. I post your recaps. Mike and I have Lost Down the Hatch in a couple hours. As we said, we'll be talking more about Billy Dee Williams and talking about Exposé. A really fun week to talk about Exposé. I'm very happy that this is the episode we have right now. Kevin Mahadeo and I are swinging into a deep dive into Spider-Man for the next several weeks on the Everything is Super podcast. We're going full tilt Webby on Spidey. So we are going to have a big deep dive into Spider-Man coming your way very, very soon here. One of my favorite podcasts that I'm doing right now is Fear of the Walking Dead World Beyond, in which Jessica Leese and the great legendary Brandon Chappelle are joining myself to talk about both Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead World Beyond. And we are watching the show, so you don't have to. You can absolutely just listen to the podcast and not watch the show. And I guarantee you a good time. It is filled with laughs. A very, very, very fun podcast. Zach and Jake have Aang in there going on. The Avatar, The Last Airbender rewatch. Mike and Jess have Star Trek Disco happening. We've got an origin story podcast coming up next week as well. So that's all just on the main feed. That's not even talking about what's behind the curtain if you become a patron of Post Show Recaps, where we have 3 weekly podcasts for the patron feed, including Watching with Wiggler, where I'm watching and telling you what I'm watching. We've got Post Show Recaps Theater, where we're watching a different movie every single week. Mike was just on it. We were just talking Austin Powers. So that podcast is in the feed right now. We also have
not
community
Boston
building.
Powers.
No, Boston Powers has nothing to do with it.
No, he's hanging out with his father, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
We also have Community Building, which is a podcast that's for the patrons, but we make it free on patreon.com/postshowrecap, so you can listen to it on the website. It is a podcast about a theoretical community podcast. It's myself and Jess Sterling and guests, and we are charting the journey to see whether or not we will be able to activate a full-blown community podcast about the NBC show Community. And the stakes are this. We got to get 1,000 patrons of Post Show Recaps by 11:59 p.m. on December 31st, 2020, in order to activate the true Community podcast. Will we do it? It's not looking likely, but
hey,
we're trying, and who knows? Who knows? There's a lot of perks if you want to be a patron of Post Show Recaps. That's the way. This is the way to get a Wiggler's Wombats hat. If you want a Wiggler's Wombats hat, there is a path for that. If you go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps and you look into it, there's also the Discord, which is our community hub, where I'm super active there. You can talk to me directly in the Discord. We do like weekly Wednesday night watch parties. A lot of people are playing the game Among Us in the Discord. So if any of that sounds fun, it's been a big mental health boon for me, certainly in these times, to have
Shannon.
This community. So I encourage you to check it out. Think about it. It's early on in the month right now. Now's a good time to sign up if you're looking for something that's just going to be really fun. If you are missing any Wiggler weirdness, I promise you there's a lot of it happening over at Pusher Recaps.
And I should also point out, if you are like really jonesing for more Brain Steals, especially during this long reality TV offseason, one of the stretch goals of the Patreon right now below the community rewatch is a project Josh and I are working on called The Wiggle Bloom, which is a monthly nonsense podcast where we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff if and when it comes to fruition. And one of them is going to be Brant Steals by request. So give us an opportunity to do more of these silly Survivor seasons. Become a patron of Post Show Recaps.
For sure.
Of course, Mike and I got to talk about The Amazing Race this current season last night with Jessica Leese. We'll have more Amazing Race over the weekend with the Tar Pit. But Mike, what else do you have going on?
So I just finished up coverage of Big Brother 22 with Liana Boris. We did our final B&B. We did B&Bs for 9 straight months. So we finally wrapped that up for this year, 2020. Also do writing for Parade.com, for CBR.com. And maybe, you know, maybe if Brand Steel is not particularly your thing and you just are looking for more Survivor content in your life, I will tease that Rob and I are having conversations about possibly rolling out some Survivor content to you very soon on a recurring basis in this long, interminable off-season that is stretching as far and wide as the Tatooine Desert.
I like that you're shouting out the people who are not into Brant Steels, but did sit through 2.5 hours of this one.
I would not be surprised.
Well, or maybe they don't like Brant Steels, but they skipped the end for the plugs.
They love the ending. The ending. Or they're just trying to get to like the last 30 seconds so that the podcast app will mark this podcast as listened
exactly.
to. As play.
I'll give you the play, but I will not ask Sam for this.
Get out of here.
Sure.
All right. Well, this was so much fun.
This is a blast. Yeah. This is hilarious.
One of my favorite ones from the Brant Steel catalog. So thank you so much for listening. We will have much more fun. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Rob has a website, .com/iTunes. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.